Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done. And I am so excited because next week, it's official, Leslie. Next week is the first week of spring 2023. And that means the gloves, you know, I'm not saying the gloves are off. No, actually, the work gloves are on.
You're swapping gloves. It's just a glove swap.
They're swapping gloves. That's right. The winter gloves are off. The work gloves are on, and we're going to get going on our projects around the house, inside and out. If you've got one on your to-do list, we would love to hear all about it. You can reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask. There is a blue microphone there. Just click it, record your question, and you'll come right to us. We'll get a chance to answer it on the next show. Or you can post your question on the same page at moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you want a quick way to start a neighborhood feud, just go ahead and put up an ugly fence on the wrong side of a property line.
That sounds like a terrible way to become a friend.
Yeah, well, we're going to share some tips on the right way to fence in your yard.
All right, guys, and as the weather is getting nicer, you're going to be spending a lot more time outside and on your deck, so now really is the time to make sure that that deck is safe. We're going to share some tips to help you spot signs of deck trouble before it becomes too dangerous.
And now that it's officially spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work and work well is your vacuum. If yours just doesn't have the sucking power it used to, we're going to help you with some easy tips to make sure your number one cleaning tool is good to go.
But first, we want to know what you want to know, because if you guys can dream it, you can for sure build it, or, you know, hire the right person to do so. It depends on what kind of mood you're in and your skill level. But whatever it is you guys are working on or planning to do for the spring and summer season, reach out to Team Money Pit. We're standing by to lend a hand.
And one listener to today's show is going to win a copy of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. Because we think home improvements are an adventure. Just like an adventure trip, it's very exciting, it's very exhilarating, and it doesn't always end up exactly like you planned, which speaks to so many home improvement projects. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT, or again, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Beverly from Baltimore on the line, who's got a super drafty home. I was trying to think of a way to say drafty with a B also, Beverly, Baltimore. But she's got a very old house and is looking for some help keeping it from being so drafty. What's going on?
I live in historic Fells Point for the Marylanders, and it's an end-of-group row home that was built in 1880.
1880, wow. That's even older than our house.
Yeah, it's old. But it was rehabbed and or maybe a flip when we bought it in 2005. And We've done some things to the house since then, but our ground floor is always freezing. And, you know, I thought it was just normal living in a house that was built in 1880.
Well, I guess I'm just supposed to be cold. Oh, well.
But the more that I listen to your show, I'm thinking that's not normal. So I think that there's a crawl space under my house, but I can't figure out how it would be accessed to check out the insulation, because I know you guys talk about how important insulation is. Well, if there's any insulation at all, everything is sealed up except for this teeny tiny little 5-inch long by 3-inch high.
Yeah.
Great on the alley side. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and so the thing is, when we had the house inspected before we bought it, the fact that you couldn't even get into the crawl space, it wasn't raised as an issue. And now that we're in this house for like X many years, we're like,
right.
So what can you, what would you suggest?
Okay, so first of all, I would like to know what the heck's going on with that crawl space. Now, I've done a lot of inspections in the years as a professional home inspector, and typically, if you don't have a crawl space access like that, I would do whatever I could to take a peek in there. I mean, I've laid down in the alleyways between houses like that and pressed my face up against that grate, and the only other thing next to my eye socket was my flashlight, so I could try to see what was happening in there, because if there's going to be trouble, it's going to be in an inaccessible crawl space, and I would look to see if there's insulation, if the lumber looked like it was structurally sound, if I saw any termite tunnels walking up the walls. You know, there is some information that you can get by taking that close look. If there was a problem that we had to get in there, then, of course, there are ways to open that up and create an access, or at least some access, to do what you got to do. But let me ask you this. How is your house heated?
We have forced air, yeah. So it's gas, and it's like central, because it was a rehab. They made it all modern, right? You know.
I bet you forced air wasn't its first heating system. I bet you had a hot water system or a steam system in there somewhere. Are your ducts located in the ceiling, or are they on the walls?
Oh goodness, they're all over the place. They're largely located in the ceiling.
Knew it. I knew it. So you may have heard this before, but heat rises. So when you have heat distributed at the ceiling, it doesn't want to go down too well. You know what I think I might consider in this case, because it's just so darn hard to reconfigure it at this point. I might consider some supplemental heat. And I generally don't recommend electric baseboards, but in your case, and considering the fact that this is sort of, the heating system is designed to, let's say, take the edge off those really, really cold days, I might think about adding some supplemental baseboard electric heat, properly installed and properly wired. You want to make sure your system can handle it, with a thermostat, so that you, on those cold days, could supplement the forced air heat, because, you know, all that forced air heat that you're distributing at the ceiling level is just never going to get down. And that may be coupled with the fact that you just don't have enough insulation, or any insulation, in that floor. And we haven't even talked about the walls yet. So I think in your case, I might consider some supplemental electric baseboards heat, just for that taking the edge off sort of reason, and not become your primary heating system. Otherwise, you're going to be spending, you know, $600 a month in electricity, and we don't want that to happen. But it's inexpensive to put in, I mean, comparatively. You could also put in a split ductless system, but then you're kind of doing the same thing. You would still have high electric bills as a result of that. So I think I would do that. And then I'd also see if I could, you know, get a view of that crawl space, just so I kind of knew what was going on in that area.
You might not be able to answer this, but, like, is it even legal to have a house that does not have access to a crawl space?
They didn't have building codes in 1880. You know, look, these houses sort of morph over time. I've seen a lot of houses like that in your part of the country, and also in Washington, D.C., where I did a lot of home inspections. And it's not, you know, it's not optimal, but it happens. And, you know, you buy those houses with some degree of risk as a result, which is why I always did everything I possibly could to have a look in there, using whatever was accessible to me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of risk, okay. So I've owned this house, this wonderful delight of a surprise, since 2005. And, you know, we've done a lot of things to it to just keep it alive. you know, replace the furnace, the air conditioner. But the question that I have to keeping the home, like, healthy, right, is do people ever hire a home inspector to do, like, a thorough checkup of the property, even if they're not looking to sell it? You know, like, just like you're, you visit a primary care physician. I know it seems like it might be, like, a crazy expenditure of money, but, good Lord, I would love to be able to understand, like, what's the next thing I need to spend money on?
No, I think that's a really good idea. In fact, you know, when I was a home inspector, I did quite a few of those inspections, just sort of like, let's just, you know, look at this point in time and see what the condition of the building is. Because a home inspector is the reason it's helpful to use a home inspector for this is because home inspectors, we're generalists, right? We can cover the heating and the cooling, the plumbing, the electrical systems. We can cover the roof. We can cover the structure. And second to that, we're not contractors. So we're not going to say, Beverly, I got good news and I got bad news. You know, the bad news is you need a new roof. The good news is I'm free this week and I can do it for you. Sign here. You know, you're not going to get that kind of thing from a home inspector. They're basically sworn to be independent. And so I think having an inspector go through that property and sizing up the whole place, and especially the areas that that you're worried about or observations that you've made of issues of concern, I think would be a really smart thing for you to do.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, awesome. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for just doing what you do. And Tom and Leslie, love you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And good luck with that project. Sounds like you're going to have quite a to-do list for a while.
we'll work on it. All right. Take care.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you this spring weekend from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they handle the rest. Start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, they say good fences make good neighbors, but they also add style and value to your home. We're going to give you tips on the right fence for your needs when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this six-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every week, Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're planning your next home improvement adventure, now would be a great time to reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask, because it just so happens we're giving away an adventure guide to help you get through with those projects.
Yep, we've got a copy of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. And that's going out to one listener. It's drawn at random, so make that you.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Heading out to Phoenix, where we've got Jeff on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, my situation is I have a condo in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's all on one floor. It's on the ground floor. However, the way the condo is constructed, the master bedroom adjoins a unheated garage. Consequently, especially in Phoenix in the summer, the master bedroom area of the condo, it gets very warm. The thermostat is in the general living area, the living dining room area, and there is, of course, a wall separating the master bedroom from that area. So I'm trying to figure out how can I make the master bedroom, master bath a more livable situation.
And because it's a condominium, you probably can't add like a supplemental air conditioner or something like that. You're pretty much stuck with what you have. Is that right?
That's my understanding. There's HOAs and they govern all these things. And from what I understand, I haven't tested those waters yet.
How's the airflow through the registers? Is it pretty strong or do you feel like maybe it's obstructed?
No, I don't think it obstructed at all. In fact, I had a fellow look, and he said it's absolutely clear, and it's not an obstruction issue.
The problem here is the positioning of the thermostat. It's only going to operate the heating and cooling system based on the temperature where it is, and that's normal. But in your case, you've got such a differentiation between where the thermostat is and your master bedroom bath area that's not doing the job. So there is a solution here. Now, Ecobee is a type of smart thermostats, and the reason I bring up that particular type of thermostat is because they also sell a sensor that works with the thermostat, and once you install this new Ecobee thermostat, you have the opportunity to add sensors, and the sensor would be in your master bedroom. And then you go into the operation of this thermostat and you basically tell it what temperature to operate based on. So you could say to this thermostat essentially, if my bedroom gets to be over X, then bring on the system, even though where the main thermostat is located, it hasn't reached that temperature yet. So you have the opportunity to sort of balance your comfort across the home. And you can do that on a calendar basis or a clock basis, so it's not like that all the time. Maybe it's just in the afternoon. You can just work with it after a while to kind of dial it in. But the thing here is that you get a thermostat and some number of sensors. You might need one, you might need more, and you can adjust it accordingly. Does that make sense?
It does. However, I'm a bit concerned. Would that mean that the thermostat would kick on and if it reads that the temperature in the bedroom is 85, whereas the rest of the house is 72, is it going to kick on and therefore the rest of the condo would go down to 60, even though the bedroom would now be a comfortable 72?
It may be, but then you wouldn't have the opportunity to shut down some of the ducts or some of the vents in the rest of the place to get things balanced out where you want it. It's going to be a learning experience for you and the thermostat. Because we're trying to do something here where we don't have the ability to add an additional unit. You know, in my house, I've got two rooms in my very old house that don't keep up well with the air conditioner in the summer because of their exposure. One room, which is the kitchen, is an addition that was done in the early 1900s, and of course it's got the ceiling and three of the walls are exposed to the outside, so it needs more air conditioning than the rest. And then I have an office on the west side of the house, both of which are pretty far away from where the central air conditioning system is located. And so for those, I use a split ductless system to supplement it. If you can't add air conditioning because your condominium association does not allow that, we have to get more creative, and that's why I suggested a thermostat system that includes sensors where you have the chance to balance it out.
Appreciate your help.
Well, putting up a fence can add style, security, and value to your property, but it can also be an eyesore, a maintenance headache, and cause a battle with your neighbors. To avoid those pitfalls, you gotta plan very carefully.
All right, first, guys, you need to check your property line. You want to make sure that you're not building into your neighbor's yard. And you also want to check with local officials to make sure that you don't need a permit to build a fence, period. Now, once you're sure about all of those things, you can start thinking about what kind of fence you like.
And fencing is available in many materials, including natural and pressure-treated woods, vinyl, and metal. And that natural wood can be beautiful, but it's going to require the most maintenance. For us, we went with natural wood, but I made sure to prime it on all sides, which includes the top and the bottom of the boards. It made a big difference, and it's lasted like 10 years so far.
And also, guys, you have to remember that there are two sides to a fence, and one side looks way better than the other. And guess what? You got to put that good side to the outside. I know you want it to look really great on the inside, and I promise you the backside of that fence is going to look great in your yard, but that beautiful finished outside of that fence has to go on the exterior. So whether that's your neighbor's yard, the front of the house, yada, yada, it's got to look good on the outside. Now, I've even seen people double up a fence so that they have good sides on both sides. That's in your budget. Go for it.
Yeah, there's a certain type of fence that has basically two good sides, and if that's the case, you could do that. But if you've just got, like, say, a standard 6-foot stockade fence, sorry, good side has to face out. Hey, for a complete checklist of tips and more advice on the best fences, head on over to MoneyPit.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses. I feel like come springtime, the news is just covered with them. But if you are able to do a good preseason deck inspection, that's going to tell you if you've got anything to worry about in the first place.
We'll share tips to spot signs of deck trouble before it becomes dangerous when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR. Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy spring. It's time to get rid of the winter gloves and slip on the spring work gloves and get outside and get some projects started, get some projects done. If you've got questions about your projects, you can reach us at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Now we've got Ann on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on with the insulation at your place?
I was just wondering what the best way or best product to use for a very drafty house around the windows, underneath the floor, feeling like it's coming through on the base of the cabinets in the kitchen. Drafty.
So, Ann, tackling drafts is a constant battle for you. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips. First of all, with respect to the windows, we need to figure out where these drafts are coming in. If the weather stripping is worn or missing in, say, their old double-hung windows, then that needs to be replaced. I often find, though, that you'll get drafts that'll be around the outside of the molding. Even on the inside of the house, that casing, that trim, will sometimes allow air to draft in from the outside, especially on a windy day. So for those areas, we recommend that you caulk the outside perimeter. And for the windows themselves, you should be adding new weather stripping to that. Now, you also mentioned being very chilly towards the floor and the base cabinet. So that might be, to me, Leslie, it sounds like it could be the box beam. You know, the floor underneath that part of the house.
It's just open.
Yeah, it may not be insulated. You know, that box beam, which is where the floor joists sort of intersect with the outside of the house, that area needs to be insulated. And in fact, if you have an unfinished crawl space, the floor system itself needs to be insulated. So I would start there with weather stripping the windows. And secondly, I would insulate the floor underneath that area and especially that box beam area. And if you want to go the extra mile, you could also use a product like Great Stuff to seal any large gaps that are in there where air might be coming in. You know, you can do your own kind of draft inspection if the wind's blowing right just by sort of holding the back of your hand against the window area, not touching the window, but just right up against it, because I find that the back of my hand is much more sensitive than my palm, and I can really pinpoint drafts sometimes by doing that.
Well, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses, but a good preseason deck inspection is going to tell you if you've got anything to worry about. And doing your own deck inspection isn't that hard to do, or you can definitely hire a pro to do it for you.
Well, there are definitely some telltale signs of trouble that are pretty easy to see if you know where to look. So first, check for rot, check for decay. There are a few areas of the deck to look at to make sure the wood is still solid. That includes the ledger board. Now, that's where the deck attaches to the house. It's a very common source of deck failure. It's got to be solid, no rot, and have solid bolts all the way through into the other side of the house framing. The support posts and the joists under the deck are important to check. The deck boards, the railings, and the stairs, and pay special attention to any areas that tend to remain damp and are regularly exposed to water or in contact with fasteners. You can use a tool like a screwdriver or an ice pick to penetrate that wood surface. When I did these inspections professionally, I had a long Craftsman screwdriver, like the kind that the mechanics use to work on engines. And I would buy two of them at the same time because they actually wear out the tips from all the poking about I would do with those things. But man, when you find rot, it looks good from the outside, but that screwdriver will go right through it. That's why I like it. Plus, as you tap on a board that is rotted, it has a different sound than one that's solid. You'll get used to this as you start tapping around your house. Inspect all that area. Inspect those wood surfaces. Inspect those wood structural members to make sure that they are solid, because it's the surest sign of a deck problem if they're not.
All right. Now, you've also got to check the flashing. Now, the flashing is that metal or plastic guard that directs the water away and out from the sensitive areas of the structure. And it's often installed where the deck and house come together. That's going to keep moisture and debris from collecting between the house and the deck's ledger board. So you have to be certain that the flashing is there, it's sound, and it's firmly in place. And then go ahead and check all the fasteners. You want to tighten up anything that you find loose and pound in any nails that are popping up. And if a fastener appears rusted or even corroded, just replace it. Now, a corroded fastener can cause deterioration in the wood that's surrounding it. And lastly, the deck and the stairs, that should appear even without sagging. And you should not go on them if they sway or if they move when they're tested. So it's like there's a couple of things to look out for, and a lot of it has to do with movement there.
Now, also, don't forget to check the railings and the banisters. They need to be secure. You can push on them to make sure there's no give. And also to be sure they're high enough, most codes require a 36-inch high railing and usually encourage 42-inch high railings with the spindles no more than 4 inches apart. That's measured from the inside of those spindles. It's really important to keep small kids and pets from squeezing through, so keep that in mind. Especially important the higher your deck is off the ground as well.
All right, and finally, here's a good trick of the trade. Besides the structure, when you're checking everything out, if you find some badly cracked or even just splintered floorboards, there's a really easy fix for it. You just pry them up, flip them over, and reattach.
Yep, because since that backside hasn't been exposed to the sun, it'll probably be in as good a shape as the day it was first put down.
Ray in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a asphalt driveway, blacktop.
Okay.
What I want to do, I'm taking the asphalt out, and I'm going to put a concrete drive
okay.
in.
Okay.
My question is, the area by the road is pretty solid, and another thing is, I want to raise the drive up for about a little over 4 inches.
Okay.
So what I want to do is leave the end by the road and just pour the concrete on top of the blacktop.
Yeah, I think that would probably be a mistake. You know, I don't think the blacktop is a good thing for you to go on top of. I would encourage you to excavate it and to build it up properly with properly tamped fill dirt and stone and compress it very, very well with tampers, and then go ahead and put the concrete on top of that. I think if you put it over the asphalt, you're really asking for trouble. I really don't advise that. I would definitely take it up and do it from scratch. Even if you have to add some fill there to bring it up to where you want it to be, you then put the driveway down, and you may even want to reinforce the concrete since it's such a long driveway.
You figure the asphalt wouldn't hold it, wouldn't be strong enough.
No,
huh?
I don't like it. I don't like it. No, I can't ever imagine. I would never do that myself, and I just don't think it's a good combination. I mean, look, the asphalt fell apart at the top of the driveway. It's eventually going to do that at the bottom.
Oh, I got you. I see what you mean.
All right, Ray, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Still ahead, is your vacuum cleaner acting up? We're going to share some troubleshooting tips next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements, and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now, you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we want you to follow The Money Pit podcast. If you do, you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can follow us for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Karen's on the line with a question about circuit breakers and whether or not we need to keep turning them on and off. Welcome. How can we help you?
You mentioned something earlier on your show about turning circuit breakers on and off and then doing something. I did not catch the whole thing. I had just started watching the show. And also checking for water leaks. I'm wondering if you can repeat that information or if it could be on your website.
So many people talk about exercising the circuit breaker. You know, it's like I don't know if there's really anything to it other than making sure things don't get jammed up and everything is capable of turning on and off in the event that you need to do so. So, like, what do you recommend, Tom? Every, like, 2 or 3 months do it, or, like, once a year?
I think you could turn them on or off every couple of months just to keep things flexible. And then also make sure you check your ground fault circuit breakers. Those are the outlets sometimes with the test and reset buttons, just to make sure they're flexible and operating. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and it certainly won't hurt, and it could definitely help.
It's so funny, the outside ones with the circuit breakers, I only really use it during the holiday time. And anytime I need to, you know, reset it because it's been rainy or whatnot, I always have to use, like, one end of the plug because it's kind of stiff because I'm not,
right,
obviously,
yeah,
exercising that circuit.
That's right. Yeah.
What about your water? I mean, you should not have that water meter running at all, ever. Like, so is it worth it to go outside, check that meter if you've got all the faucets off just to make sure you don't have a leak you don't know about?
Yeah, it's a good idea. So if all the faucets and fixtures are off, yet the water meter is still running, then obviously you're running water somewhere. And the most likely place that would be is a toilet. Typically, a flush valve at the bottom of the tank, if it leaks a little bit, it's going to force the toilet to refill all the time. That's a very common reason for the water meter to be running, even when everything else is off. So it definitely tells you if something is going on.
Well, with all the spring cleaning we are about to be doing, have you tried your vacuum lately? Is it acting up? Well, the fix might be easier than you think. First of all, you want to start by checking the suction. If it's poor or not even happening, the issue there could be a clog in the hose, the bag, or the filter, or your canister might be full and need to be replaced or emptied.
Are you hearing a funny noise or a vibration? If it sounds like it's coming from the motor area, it may very well be a broken fan blade. But if the noise is coming from the brush area, then it could be a defective brush roller bearing or the brush roller itself. If either is defective, it needs replacing, which is pretty much an easy do-it-yourself project.
Now, if your vacuum is hard to push or if you smell burning rubber, it could have a broken or a worn belt. So to do that, you want to check the brush roller for obstructions and clear away any hair or carpet fibers. If the brush roller spins freely with the belt removed, you can reinstall the belt and test for proper operation again.
And if you find you need to replace your vacuum cleaner's belt, here's a trick that I use. I buy two, and I tape the extra one to the vacuum handle so it's always there and handy the next time the belt breaks. And they're pretty cheap. They're worth always having an extra one on hand. For more troubleshooting tips for getting those vacuums working properly, just visit MoneyPit.com and search vacuum cleaners.
Jesse in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I just built a new garage, and I 2x4 is OSB on the outside. I put a Tyvek on the outside and vinyl siding. Now, I have unfaced insulation in the walls, and I got faced insulation on the ceiling. Now, I live in the Midwest, so it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. and I get mixed reviews about putting up a vapor barrier or not on the walls, and I don't know which way to go.
Yeah, I don't really think you need a vapor barrier on those walls. I think you could probably go without it. Your vapor barrier is outside with the Tyvek. That's going to start the stop the wind from coming through and stop the excessive moisture. And it also breathes. You know, those, if you're going to use fiberglass on the exterior walls, it's got to breathe. So I wouldn't put a second vapor barrier on the inside.
What about with the cars when they're wet in the winter and stuff, when the moisture gets trapped in the walls?
Well, certainly, you know, there's going to be some level of humidity in there, but that's normal. I mean, that all fiberglass insulated walls have that level of dampness. I'm just concerned that if you have vapor barriers on both sides, it might trap that moisture inside and make it harder to dry, and then you can get some mold and mildew issues, which you really want to avoid.
I'm going to put OSB up on the inside, too. Is that going to change anything?
No, that won't change anything.
I guess that's about, I didn't know if Tyvek was a moisture barrier or a vapor barrier.
Yeah, it is a vapor barrier. That's exactly what it does. Yeah.
All righty. That's the only question I had for you.
All right, Jesse. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy spring, everybody. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, skylights are a great way to let the light in, but only if you can keep them open. We're going to share some new technology that does just that when the Money Pit returns.
Hi, this is Frank Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now,
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Dirt stick to it. It's made by Velux. It's what they call neat glass, and it combines energy efficiency, sort of the low E dual pane energy efficient glass, with a special coating that works with sunlight and rain to remove that debris. It's got basically two different types of coatings that fight off water and dirt. It's got a silicone dioxide coating that reduces the water spots from the rain by creating a super smooth surface that sort of evenly disperses and evaporates the water. And then it has a titanium dioxide coating that actually decomposes the organic material that's left behind. So that's going to make the dirt and the dust and the tree debris basically break down on the glass through a reaction with the UV light. Of course, that will require you installing brand new skylights, but given the sensitivity you have to the issue, I presume also that there's no way to kind of reduce the debris. If you've got like overhanging trees and that sort of stuff, you know, cutting those backs will help as well in two ways. Actually, you get less droppings and you get more sunlight, which tends to sort of burn off a lot of that organic material by itself. But short of that, you might want to think about upgrading some new skylights with this neat glass.
All right, now we've got one from Pam, who's installing a new floor in her bedroom, and she's asking, what corner should I start in relation to the door if you're laying plank flooring like laminate? I think also a lot of people are always confused about which direction that plank should go in.
Yeah, well, whatever direction you decide, you don't start in the corner. You start in the middle of the room. You draw a line down the middle of the room, and then your plank's either going to go up against that line on both sides or directly over it. And the way you make the determination is you measure where the planks are going to end up at the wall. You don't want to have a little tiny strip of a plank end up at the wall. You want at least a half of a plank to end up at the wall. So depending on how that measurement works out, that's how you decide what side of the line you actually start on, either right on the line or you put your first plank right down the middle of the line.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Pam. And good luck with that new floor. It's always fantastic to add in a new flooring to the bedroom. And you can always bring in an area rug if you want it to be more cozy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful, almost officially spring day. Spring starts next week, but heck, we started our spring projects weeks ago, so we're kind of ahead of it. But if you're just getting started on it, we would love to hear from you. If you need some help to get going, if you don't know how to start a project, or if you're already stuck in the middle of one, reach out to us anytime 24/7. You can do so by going to moneypit.com/ask or click the blue microphone button on every page of the site. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Mr. Trump, who's running his third White House campaign, also shared an old video clip to both sites in which he said, quote, "Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business," unquote. George Williams reporting.
The former president used the platforms to say he expects to be arrested Tuesday as a New York prosecutor is keying in on charges in a case examining alleged hush money paid to women who alleged to have had inappropriate encounters with the then businessman. Mr. Trump doesn't say how he knows such plans exist, but does note what he calls illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Russia says it's ready to extend a deal that enables Ukraine to export grain, but not for as long as hoped.
The UN and Turkey brokered the deal, aiming to ensure global food supplies and keep prices from spiraling. It allows Ukraine to ship food and fertilizer from three of its Black Sea ports. A separate agreement between the UN and Russia covers Moscow's shipments of fertilizer to global markets. The original 120-day deal would be automatically extended for another 120 days unless one of the parties objects, which Russia has done. Its UN ambassador says Moscow will agree to a 60-day extension, but from its perspective, the deal's not working. The Kremlin wants Russian agricultural exports exempted from Western sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
Congress continues to try to figure out how to best respond to the recent failure of two banks. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Millions of fish have washed up dead in southeastern Australia.
Authorities in New South Wales say the fish deaths occurred during a heat wave that put unnecessary stress on a system that has experienced extreme conditions from wide-scale flooding. The deaths likely caused by low oxygen levels as the floods recede, a situation made worse by fish needing more oxygen because of the warmer weather. Officials do say, unfortunately, fish kills on the rivers have occurred before in severe drought conditions. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal judge is giving Oklahoma and a dozen poultry companies 90 more days to reach an agreement on plans to clean up the Illinois River watershed, which has been polluted by chicken litter. In January, the judge ruled several companies polluted the river, and at that time had given the two sides until March 17th. More at townhall.com. A major automaker issues another recall.
Ford is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. to fix leaky brake hoses and because on some models, windshield wiper arms can break. On Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKX midsize cars from 2013 through 2018, the front brake hoses can rupture and leak brake fluid, which can make stopping distances longer. Dealers will replace the hoses. The second recall covers F-150 pickup trucks from 2021. The windshield wiper arms can break on those models. Dealers will replace the arms if needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week welcomes former Vice President Mike Pence to the microphones. NBC's Meet the Press has scheduled Senators Elizabeth Warren and Mike Rounds, while on CNN's State of the Union, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu stops by. Fox News Sunday has White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby. More stories at townhall.com.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, because it is just about springtime officially. Spring starts next week. We've been doing spring projects for a while because, you know, we just couldn't wait. But if you're just getting started, we would love to help. Reach out to us with your spring fix-up questions. Maybe it's spring cleaning. Maybe it's organization. Maybe it's building a deck. Maybe it's doing a beautiful new lanai outside. Whatever's on your to-do list, you can swing it over to our to-do list by going to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question and send us the voicemail, and we will answer it the next time we are on the show. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, according to a new survey, the real estate market has been very tough for millennials looking to buy their first home. In fact, 65% say they'd buy a fixer-upper to save money. We're going to share what this newest class of home buyer is doing to get into that first home just ahead.
And Mina Starziak Hawk, you might know her as the host of HGTV's Good Bones, and she's got a new podcast called Mina AF. Let me tell you, this girl tells it exactly like it is on that podcast. You get to know her, the good, the bad, and the ugly, although she's lovely. So she's going to be joining us soon, and we love her.
And is your family growing? Well, before you hear the pitter-patter of those little feet, it's smart to make sure that home sweet home is safe. So we've got everything you need to know about baby-proofing your money pit coming up.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. Spring is almost officially here, so let's get you kicking off your spring projects with all the tips you need to get those jobs done right.
Plus, wouldn't it be great if there was a guide to walk you through every step of your project?
Why, yes, it would be.
Wouldn't it? Well, it just so happens we're giving one away, because we're giving away our book, which is called My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. So give us a call right now. It's going out to one caller or one poster drawn at random. You can also post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Sergio in Arizona has a question about water heating. What can we do for you?
I have a tankless water heater that was put into our house before we moved in. The plumber forgot to put the hose on the, condensate outlet. So my question is, that water that's coming out of there is dripping into a bucket now.
Right.
Can I use that water, or do you guys happen to know if it's acidic?
It's condensation. It should not be acidic. I think you can use it.
Yeah.
I mean, usually you drain it outside. It's going to a bucket, and typically if you don't, it depends on how your, like, the system is set up. But if it drains down towards the floor and your plumbing is up high, as most is, typically it would drain into a condensate pump, which is a small pump, about 6x9, 6x12 kind of pump. It sits on the floor. It's float actuated. And then you'd have a hose on that, and it would just go up a small tube. I mean, like, the tube's like less than a half of an inch in diameter. And then you'd like either drill a hole through the outside wall right about level with the floor and let it go out into the garden. Could drop it into a drain if you had one. But, I don't see any reason you couldn't use that water. And I commend you for trying to be very earth friendly in this, the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, right, this year. So, why not? I don't see any reason you can't. Yep.
Right. No, and that was my other question. We have an organic raised bed in the backyard. So that tankless water heater's in the front. So I'd have to be poking a hole out in the front wall, which leads to nowhere. So I was wondering, can I dump that? So that was my question. Can I dump that water into our raised bed garden in the backyard?
Yeah, I think you can.
Yep, that was my question. I couldn't get a solid answer anywhere in town, really. Everybody's like 50-50. You know, it's acidic, don't use it. And some were saying, yes, use it.
Yeah.
I
think it's just pure condensation, so I don't think it's an issue. All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Now I've got Judy on the line. Judy, what's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, at our Money Pit, we have a problem in our basement. We have mold, and so we have people coming to look at it, and they're supposed to be working on fixing it. But I was wondering if there's something we can do instead of having to hire somebody to do it. We put a dehumidifier down there. I've cleaned it out as best I can. And so it's just an old 98-year-old house that we love, and we don't want it to do that. So what can we do?
So, Judy, first of all, what kinds of folks are you talking to? Are these like basement waterproofers?
They said they specialize in mold removal, and they told us that we had to get everything out of the – had seven different rooms in it. So they said that the two – we had them redo the gutters first, and that seems to really have helped. And we have a dehumidifier still down there, and I cleaned it all out, moved everything out of two of the rooms where they did flashlights or something, and figured out that what the like a light that detects mold in the ceiling and two of the walls. And so they want to do those two rooms for sure. They said, I don't know what they do, but
well. Here's my concern. First of all, there's a lot of folks out there that claim to be mold detectives, the reason I asked you about waterproofers, because that's like a side business for those guys. The things that you did do in terms of improving the gutter system will definitely have a big improvement, because the reason it gets damp down there is because water collects the foundation perimeter. So clean gutters, extended downspouts, and soil that slopes away from the outside wall is the best way to dry out that going forward. Now, the mold that you are seeing, do you physically, personally see mold, or are they just telling you that it's there? And describe to me what you have seen.
I've only seen, to me it looks like the cement blocks, the porous stuff, you know, what you in between
the concrete blocks.
In between the concrete blocks that you can see, it's almost like they're not really hard, and you know, there's the places where it's
looks
like it could decay or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So does it look like white or grayish and kind of crusty?
Gray and crusty. There you go.
That's not mold. This is exactly what I was concerned about. That is not mold. What you are seeing is simply mineral deposits. When those blocks get wet, and they're very absorbent, they're very hydroscopic, the water gets drawn into those walls, and then it evaporates, and it leaves behind its ground salt. And so all that stuff that you're seeing has nothing to do with mold. In fact, mold's not going to grow on concrete blocks because they're not organic. So I think you're definitely being misled. I would suggest that you not work with a mold remediation contractor, but if you want a good set of independent eyes on that place from somebody who doesn't have a dog in the hunt, so to speak, I would hire a home inspector, a home inspector who's a member of the American Society of Home Inspectors, have them look at the place, and let them tell you what they see. It may very well be that you don't have mold, and what you need to do is to dry that basement out, and maybe even once it's all dried out, you can clean off that mineral deposit. Usually it's a vinegar and water solution will make that disappear. And then maybe you can paint the walls with a damp-proofing paint to stop them from holding as much water or letting the water at least evaporate out. That's not the first thing you do. It's the last thing you do because you're not going to keep the water out that way, but that will be the last step in terms of making that room as dry as possible. But I think you can hold your money on the mold guys with the special flashlights at the Tech Molds. I've never heard of such a thing. That was kind of a giveaway right there.
Okay. Well, that is something. But because they had some sort of, not just a flashlight, but some little gadget that they were looking on the ceiling, and they said, well, they thought on the wood in the, you know, in the ceiling area, too, that there was something that maybe there's not. So you think a home inspector?
Yep. You want to go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI.org. And you can use their Find an Inspector tool. You get somebody there. And the nice thing about ASHI inspectors is they have a standard of practice and a code of ethics where they cannot be involved in the repair work of anything on a house that they're inspecting. So you get complete independence of advice. Okay.
Okay. Sounds perfect.
Good luck, Judy. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
Leslie, I have some very sad news.
Yeah?
A majority of millennials have been reduced to tears during the home search process.
Can you see my eye roll?
I know, right? We're going to share what's totally stressing them out when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this spring season? I'm calling it spring. When we're at the cusp like this, that's just it. We're spring season already, you guys. So what are you working on? Are you thinking about a project, big, small, inside, outside, like a major project where you're going to have to like eat out of a microwave for the rest of the month until the kitchen's done? Well, whatever it is, we've got lots of plans, ideas, tips, tricks to help you out. So make sure you join the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're inspired to plan your next home improvement adventure, now would be a very good time to reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask, because it just so happens we're giving away a guide to help you get through those adventures themselves.
Yeah, and we've got a copy of our book. That's what we're talking about, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. That's going to go out to one listener drawn at random, so make that you.
Someone described our book once, Leslie, by saying, it's the owner's manual you never had. You know, you buy a toaster, you get an owner's manual. You buy a mixer, you get an owner's manual. You buy a house, you're pretty much on your own.
Yeah, same thing with the baby. Two biggest things in your life, no instructions.
Right? You could use them sometimes, too. Give us a call right now at 888-MONEYPIT if you do with your home improvement question, or you could post it at moneypit.com/ask. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and send you out a brand new copy of My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. Or we will send you a graffiti-strewn one that includes our signatures. Whatever you want. The number here, again, 888-MONEYPIT.
Now I've got Mike in Arkansas on the line who's got a bathroom venting question. What's going on?
Well, I've lived in my house for about 20 years now, and it doesn't seem like I had any issues with excessive moisture up in the attic, but my vent for one of my bathrooms recently went out, and I went up there to replace it, and I noticed that it wasn't vented through the roof, and it's probably something I should have noticed much sooner than this, seeing as how I had a metal roof put on a couple of years ago, and they didn't mention anything. But well, my question is there is obviously a 3-inch drain line vent that goes through the roof, and it's right in between these two bathrooms that are essentially share a wall. So what my question is whether or not I could put a T in that vent up in the attic and tie those two bathroom vent fans to that T and so exit
okay.
off the roof.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to do, and the answer is no. You can't do that because the plumbing vent you're describing is just for that. It's the vent your plumbing system. The bath vent for the humidity in the room is a completely different purpose. So, no, what you need to do with the bath exhaust vent is to essentially duct it right to the outside. A couple of ways to do that. You could go up through the roof. There is a piece of flashing that will essentially go under the shingles and through the roof, and the water will run around it. It will not leak, and then the bath exhaust duct will be attached to that. Or you could turn it horizontally and go up towards, say, the gable vent, if there's one on the outside end of the building, or if you have to have a ridge vent, you could actually terminate it right near there if you didn't want to pierce the roof. But you can't tie in a bathroom fan vent with a bathroom plumbing vent. It seems like a good idea. I understand it, but no, you don't want it. It's not designed to go together like that. Yeah, you can also get water that would come down that pipe, and it would get into the exhaust duct for the fan, for the vent fan, and then you'd start getting water inside your bathroom.
I understand. I appreciate getting back to me.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks for listening to the show.
Well, according to the newly released Millennial Home Buying Report, yes, that's a thing, millennial home buyers, they just can't catch a break. After weathering two economic recessions that delayed their ability to buy a home, they have entered one of the most expensive markets in U.S. history. And boy, it is nuts out there still.
It is, and high interest rates are millennials' number one obstacle to owning a home. And 80% are in debt. 80%. One in eight millennials are so desperate for a home, they're actually not paying other bills, which I guess makes it hard to qualify for a mortgage, or they're going into debt to save for that down payment.
Huh, that's an interesting approach. So what else are they doing about it? Well, in an effort to achieve their goal of homeownership, 45% of millennials are cutting back on non-essential spending, and 38% are working a second job or a side hustle to earn an additional source of income.
Yes, but there is apparently some good news. 75% of those surveyed think the housing market is in a bubble that could burst in 2023, and almost two-thirds believe that the buyer competition that's been driving up the prices will no longer be an issue. To that, I say wish list. I don't think it's going to go away.
Well, I was going to say, are we talking about 75% of the millennials we ask? This is what they think is going to happen? Yeah. Or some sort of like home buying expert?
Exactly. And now we know why they got themselves in such a jam. But the funny thing is that 65% are considering buying fixer-uppers, but one in six that bought the fixer-uppers severely regret it. So it did turn out, hasn't turned out so well.
I mean, it's crazy. We, you know, there's been so many houses in town. I live on Long Island that, you know, come on the market and they seem like, you know, high, like a million, say, and need a ton of work, but not like, oh, you know what, I'm going to buy it and knock it down. I can't even imagine every time I pass a house like that that I'm walking the dog by, somebody bought a house for a million, a little over a million, and just knock it down and start over. I'm like, first of all, where's everybody getting this money? But also, you can do so much to something that's already there to make it amazing.
We see it in our neighborhood, too. The buyers come in and go, well, we just want to do our own thing. So they just bulldoze it. And in my area, most of the folks come from New York, and they come over to New Jersey, and they're definitely afraid of trees falling on their house. So they turn around and take out all the trees.
Knock them all down.
Which is awful. You don't have, it's a very rare circumstance when a tree falls on anything. It really is. But to take them all down is really sad.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you understand the do's and the don'ts and the pitfalls that could happen. So don't cut down every tree and knock down a house. Let us give you a hand.
The number here again, 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Let's get back to it.
Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that, okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, if you think doing one remodeling project is tough, try doing a dozen projects at the same time. We're going to hear all about that and more when we welcome our friend Mina Starzyak-Hawk, the host of Good Bones, so stick around.
need a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Joining us today, we have a good friend and a super fantastic HGTV superwoman, Mina Starziak-Hawk. You know her from Good Bones. She's the daughter of the mother-daughter team and owner of Two Chicks and a Hammer with her mom and a brand new fun podcast. Mina is here to chat all things. So welcome, Mina.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
So you've been really successful with Good Bones. You guys have just wrapping up your eighth season. So congratulations. A lot of good TV you put out there.
Yeah, we haven't got fired yet, so very exciting.
I don't know if you guys know, I worked with Mina on the first two seasons of the show. We definitely got into some hairy home improvement situations, but I mean, we were flying at an insane speed in the earliest time of the seasons. So overlapping houses, it's nonstop. How many houses are you tackling in a season currently?
Right now, the most recent season that aired was 7, and I believe there were 12 episodes, so 12 full houses. And usually we're anywhere between 12 and 15.
And you guys seriously do a ton of work. If you guys aren't familiar with Good Bones, Mina and her team and her mom, Karen, they totally take these homes down to the bones and start from scratch.
I often get asked a lot about, like, the show name being Good Bones and, you know, explain what that is for you guys. And unfortunately, although it is a very cute name, our homes don't really have good bones.
You wouldn't have a show if they all had good bones.
Yeah. That implies you've got a good foundation. You know, you don't have any rot in your framing. Maybe, like, a sturdy roof structure. And we rarely, if ever, get those few things. So that's kind of what became our shtick is we could only really afford the worst of the worst. So that's what we've been doing.
So as you're tearing these houses apart, you're frequently finding surprises. In fact, that's probably what makes the show most interesting. What's some of the craziest situations you ever got yourself into that maybe you didn't expect when you first started tearing into the walls or the floors or the roof?
We had a house, I think it was season 6. It wasn't terribly long ago, but you know, we did demo and left on a Friday and came back on a Monday and the house had fallen over. So that was definitely a surprise. Yeah. I was like, well, did neighborhood kids, like, prank us? Did they push it over? It's not a funny prank. And there was a storm over the weekend. And a lot of times on these older homes, the siding will end up being part of the structural integrity. So when you're taking it off, you know, you might have roof ties that aren't actually nailed together. They literally are just leaning on each other. Once you pull that one thread, then, you know, all bets are off.
Well, and I think it's so interesting. You know, you guys obviously love Indianapolis so much. This is where you guys are born and raised and where you've started Good Bones and Two Chicks and a Hammer. And I love that you have become so dedicated to your city that you're reviving all of these neighborhoods over the course of the years and really breathing new life and bringing new home ownership.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed. You can see the change in the neighborhood where, you know, before when I moved into Fountain Square, it was, 2010. You know, people weren't really out and about a ton. It was a much more, like, artistic community. So it was these young kind of, like, more on the fringe people living here that were wildly creative, but you weren't seeing a lot of like families, like young single women, anything like that. And, you know, not that one's better or worse, but the neighborhood has just developed so much residentially and commercially that there's a much more diverse group of people. There's families. You see, you know, young single gals out walking their doodles left and right. So it's just, you know, definitely changed a lot.
Now, you're doing a lot of the work yourself, so you've got the sweat equity in there, but you're also working with contractors, and I presume that you're using contracts with these contractors, which I think is something that, unfortunately so many folks that we talk to that get themselves in a jam, maybe because they had a bad contractor or a bad experience or didn't come out exactly like they wished it to come out, they're not really paying careful attention to what's in that contract. So what have you learned over the years is important to check for when you're hiring a pro to tackle on some of those projects that you don't want to do yourself?
You know, I have an amazing list and, you know, great recommendations I can give to everyone, and you can still get screwed. It literally happened to us last week. So what I tell people is when you're working with a contractor, if you're asking questions and they're annoyed, like, then that's probably not a good start. But ask all the questions. Make sure, like, you were doing the research on your own so you're informed enough not to do the job yourself, but be able to know if it's happening wrong. And then I always tell people, don't sign a contract that says bathroom renovation, because what does that mean? So have it say, okay, bathroom renovation to include the following: labor and materials, or just labor, or just materials, you know, full gut down to original framing, removal and replacement of subfloor, replacement of Durarock or green board, like literally every single thing, line item it out. And then I always recommend tying payment to milestones. So not just you're going to give them 10 grand up front and 10 grand at the end. And I think it's a reasonable conversation to have with a contractor that if they're not shady, I think they'll understand, hey, this has happened before. I would really like to figure out a payment schedule that we're both comfortable with. So you're getting paid, you know, maybe in more increments, but you know, spread out over the period. So I can really feel, you know, comfortable with this. And most contractors, as long as they're, you know, getting paid, seem to be okay with that. But we had, we even personally had an experience, where a new contractor came, did $12,000 worth of work. We closed down our store for a week, did a huge refresh, and I mean, busted butt, was there till 2 a.m, worked with the crazy schedule, just nailed it, crushed it, and said, okay, what else you got for me? And we said, you can do this, that, and the other. It was a $20,000 chunk of stuff, concrete, sidewalks, things like that, and gave him the $10,000 deposit. They framed a deck, which was part of it, and disappeared.
Oh, man. So great experience all this time.
Yeah.
And then they start another project. You figure, well, the guy's proven himself, and still you can't trust him. That's awful.
Yep. So it happens to even the most experienced people. So you just, you know, never let your guard down. I let my guard down a bit.
It's hard. I mean, you want to trust people, and then you realize, you know, it's like, all right, we've got to really stay on top of all of this. But I think you're absolutely right to tie all of those payments to certain completion points or markers, because that's really the only way everybody's going to hold each other accountable.
We're talking to Mina Starziak-Hawk. She is the owner of Two Chicks and a Hammer, host of Good Bones, and the brand new Mina AF podcast. So tell us about your new podcast.
Oh, the new podcast. It's definitely not like a different version of me, but not one probably that most people who know me just based on the show are necessarily familiar with. It's very reflective of my social media personal account, which is a lot of it's personal. It's my kids. It's my husband.
It's
you know, it's my life. It's literally everything. It's, you know, poop stories and you know, love it or hate it. It's me. And I think one of the things that's been really cool about having a platform now built elsewhere is that I have a voice that people want to listen to for who knows what reason. But this is, I think, a really good way to talk about the things that don't get talked about a lot, because it's hard to hear the things from people you're not comfortable. Like, you know, if you wanted to learn about, sex therapy from, as a couple, and you ended up, you know, talking to this, you know, wild dominatrix or someone very outside the box, you may not even have that conversation because the comfort level's not there. And I think because who I am, what I represent to a lot of people, just I'm Midwest, like I am comfortable. So it's a comfortable platform to talk about the uncomfortable things that everyone wants to talk about. they're just afraid to talk about.
Well, you are always definitely true to yourself, and you say it like it is, and we love getting to know the real you, and I've always loved the real you, Mina, so I'm glad that you're sharing her with everybody.
Well, thank you.
Mina Starzyak-Hawk, host of Good Bones and the brand-new Mina AF podcast. Mina, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit and sharing your new ventures, and congratulations on another successful season of Good Bones, just wrapping up the 8th season, and hopefully more to come. Nina's website is twochicksandahammer.com. You can check her out there. And remember, download her new podcast, Mina AF Podcast. Thanks again, Mina.
Thank you guys so much.
Aw, Mina, it's always so great talking to you, and I'm so glad to reconnect after all these years, and happy to hear you're doing so well. All right, still to come, does your home pass the safety check when it comes to your little ones? Well, we're going to tell you what steps you need to take to baby-proof your home before the pitter-patter of those little feet arrive. So stick around.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started. Well, when it comes to protecting kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be totally child safe, but with just a little bit of work, you'll be able to remove the most worrisome hazards.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about your windows. Now, they might look completely harmless, but if your window blinds still have cords, know that they're one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. So you want to shorten all long cords and tie them up and away from the reach of those little hands. You can actually Google Window Covering Safety Council. You've got some information there on that website. Plus, you can also get a free tassel shortening kit, which is definitely important if you still have those window tassels.
Now, another concern is furniture tipping. Kids love to climb, so anything you have that's got shelving on it is going to be very attractive. So make sure bookcases, large TV stands, other climbable furniture is anchored to the wall.
All right, now here's another one. You can finally use this as an excuse to not clean these sliding glass doors. I mean, I've seen it happen with grown people, so think about it with the little kids. You clean that glass on a sliding door, and it is clear and beautiful, and then a lot of times you get people, kids, adults, no matter what, who forget that that door is there, and then they just, like, walk or run straight into it. So if that glass breaks, you can have some serious injury at hand. So apply those decorative details at your child's eye level, and that will give them a constant reminder that the door is closed, and throw one or two up at an adult eye height, too. They'll thank you for it.
There you go. And finally, check your stairs and railings, why don't you? You know, railings need to be at least 36 inches tall, and they can have no more than a 4-inch space between any of the spindles. At the same time, make sure handrails are in place for all the stairs, and make sure those handrails have a closed end. Handrails that don't wrap around the wall can easily catch loose sleeves and cause a fall. We've got more kid safety tips to help you get your house good to go when the babies arrive at MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this spring weekend. Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand to get your projects done right. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie can help you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Up ahead, window treatments do more than make your windows look good. They can also increase the comfort of your home. We'll explain why when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us with your questions by going to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Ready to chat with Bobby from Chicago, who wrote into Team Money Pit. Now, Bobby says, I have a water issue in my basement. After a heavy rain, the water is seeping up through the cracks in the floor. What can I do about these spots?
You know, that can be very deceptive. You see that happening, and you think, most people think, oh, my water table must be rising. Well, not exactly. Here's how that happens. Water collects at the foundation perimeter through all the sources that our loyal listeners have heard me talk about many times before, gutters being clogged, downspouts not being extended, soil being too flat, all that sort of thing. When that water collects at the outside, a lot of times it will push actually down that foundation wall underneath the footing and right up underneath the basement slab, and then it sprouts like a geyser right from the middle of the floor. And I found that in cases like this, once you've solved the problem that's causing the water to collect at the foundation perimeter, it goes away instantly. So, Leslie, didn't you have a situation once where there was like a tennis ball or a toy or something that was stuck in a gutter that once you pulled it out, the water just went away?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact.
I do remember that because you were away, and I remember you called me in a little bit of a panic when you came back from shooting. Was it while you were out or something, some TV show?
Two separate instances with the same gutter. So years ago, something with the downspout disconnected underground. Water arose in the basement, pulled the rug. It was right after we'd bought the house. But more recently, I'm like, why is this floor all wet? Turns out the boy children in my home threw tennis balls at the roof because, you know, that's what you do. And they clogged up the downspout and then again caused water in the basement. And, like, I don't like getting on ladders with the roof. So I called the gutter guy, and he came over, and he was like, well, you're going to owe me a lot of money for this one. And he literally went, the tennis ball like popped out and made the funniest suction sound, and water just came like flying out of the butt. And I was like, oh, yeah.
A very expensive tennis ball.
Yeah. He's like, you got boy children, huh? I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep. That's what they do.
Well, there you have it. Living the dream.
Yeah. If that's what you want to call a dream, I'm in it, Tom.
Are you ready for new window treatments this spring? Leslie shares how the right kind of treatments can both freshen your space and lower your energy bills in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, window treatments do a lot more than actually just make those windows look good. They can also increase the comfort of your home by helping keep the heat in during the winter and keep the heat out during the summer. So let's talk about drapes. They add beauty, but they also add efficiency to your windows, and they're going to help reduce that heat loss by 10%, up to 10%. Now, insulated cellular shades, those are typically considered to have the highest R value of all window coverings, and they're so energy efficient that you may actually qualify for a tax credit for putting up a shade. It's kind of amazing. I mean, they're a great choice if you're looking for significant energy savings, as well as comfort, privacy, and increased home resale value. Now, the way you use your window coverings can also have a positive impact on your energy savings as well. So during the winter, you want to open the drapes on the sunny side of the house during the day and then allow that passive solar energy to help heat your home. And during the summer, just keep those shades down, especially on the south and west sides of the home, because that's going to reduce heat gain from all that summer sunshine and lower those cooling costs. Now, about 30% of a home's heating energy is lost through those windows. And by using window covering strategically, you can freshen up your decor and get your energy bills looking a lot better.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, if you've been striving to create a lush green lawn around your house, but you feel like you're constantly losing the battle, you may be tempted to throw in the towel and start from scratch. Well, don't panic. We're going to share tips on the best way to restore a luscious green lawn on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocher. Members of Congress are still grappling with a potential legislative response to the abrupt failure of two U.S. banks.
Lawmakers are questioning what went wrong that led to Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank to collapse.
Nerves are certainly frayed at this moment.
Senator Ron Wyden chairing a hearing Thursday on Capitol Hill, scheduled to talk about the debt ceiling, but it included the bank meltdowns. President Biden has called on Congress to strengthen the rules for banks imposed after the 2008 meltdown, some of which were lifted during the Trump administration. But Republicans in Congress say laws are already in place, but regulators didn't do their job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump says he expects to be arrested within days. Mr. Trump was reacting to reports the Manhattan District Attorney may formally indict the 45th president for alleged hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels back in 2016. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is not in favor of sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine for their use in fighting the year-plus war with Russia.
I don't believe Ukraine can use them because the Russians have anti-air assets embedded deep inside of Russia that can reach those airplanes almost the entire Ukrainian territory, so the risk of getting shot down is very high.
But as the senator tells the Salem Radio Network, that doesn't mean we should stop helping Ukraine altogether, because to do so would mean a slaughter. A violent weekend around the country. In Miami, where thousands of spring breakers are partying, a shooting left one person dead, one person wounded, and a suspect in custody. In Arizona, a drive-by shooting killed a five-year-old child, wounded two adults. And in Dallas, a recent spate of shooting incidents over the last 8 days has 13 people dead. Some were targeted, some simply caught in the crossfire. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Chevron has not complied with the new California law requiring it to disclose data on pricing.
That law requires oil companies to report how much money they're making from selling gasoline in California. The California Energy Commission says that four of the five big oil refiners have complied with the law. The commission says Chevron only provided a small fraction of the data and objected to everything else. Chevron has asked the commission to delay enforcing the law so it can clarify what data must be reported. The commission has already denied an earlier request to do this. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation granted $2.4 million for cloud seeding in the upper Colorado River Basin. The Southern Nevada Water Authority voted to accept the money aimed at enhancing snowfall in neighboring western states whose water they rely on. The federal support for the efforts to pull more water from clouds comes after years of devastating drought. Breaking news at townhall.com. Former President Trump announces his first 2024 campaign rally.
Former President Donald Trump choosing Texas for the first rally of his 2024 campaign. Trump will begin his reelection bid at the Waco Regional Airport next Saturday. The former president wasted no time announcing that he's seeking another term, declaring his candidacy 1 week after last year's midterms. The former president's expected to face the most opposition from Ron DeSantis in next year's Republican primary, but the Florida governor has yet to confirm that he's running. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wisconsin's 82-year-old Democrat Secretary of State Doug La Follette has resigned 3 months into his 11th consecutive term in office. Governor Tony Evers appointed former Treasurer Sarah Godlowski to fill out the four-year term. Wisconsin's Secretary of State is not in charge of elections and pretty much has almost no official duties. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. We hope you had a great weekend. We are back in action today, trying to find out what's going on with this banking system. And we lost two regional banks, it looks like. The investors are not going to be bailed out, but the depositors are. We'll give you more on that a little bit later. The president spoke today to quiet things down. Want to make sure it's not a contagion and we don't lose all the regional banks or beyond. Evidently, cryptocurrency, not too hot right now. That's not good for the New York Bank here. That is the Signature Bank. And the other was heavily invested in tech. And they were didn't take into account the rise in rates. Bottom line is two banks are out. The investors are out. The management of the bank is now out. The whole management team is now out of SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening because that has a lot to do with your money. But with me in studio is Benjamin Hall, Fox News correspondent, author of Saved, a Rural Reporter's Mission to Make It Home. And, Ben, great to see you again.
Yeah, lovely to be back here.
And first off, Saved's not even out yet. If people are buying or have ordered it, it officially goes out tomorrow, correct?
That's right. And I just suppose I'm very lucky that people want to read about it. And I hope that the book is not just about, you know, the horrors and the pain that I went through to get better. It's about the optimism and the hope and the incredible people who helped me. And so I think hopefully it's an uplifting book rather than it is sort of a sad book.
So, you know, as you told the story, you were kind of came on Fox and Friends. You started with Sean Hannity. You went on with Mark Levin. I know that for sure. Then you had a special with Sean Hannity last night. instead of you getting fatigued by the story, I feel like you're getting invigorated by the story.
Well, I think you have to be. I think whenever anything bad happens to you, there are two ways of looking at it. One of them is to let it get you down and affect your future. The other is to embrace it and look for the good in it and try and move forward as best you can. And so, look, not only do I think it may help people if they hear my story, but I think it helps me. It helps me to sit down and talk about it. And it helps me to sit down every day and think about Pierre and Sasha who died that day and to realize that if we talk about it, if we're open about it and we understand the situation that's going on, then we can do better. We can keep doing better every day.
How many wars, how many conflicts have you been involved in? You kind of chronicle that in the book.
Oh,
you're in Syria?
7, 8 with Syria, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia. Gosh, a number of terrorist groups around the world, throughout Africa as well. No, I mean, a number. Over the last 15 years, if there was a conflict, we were there.
And when you were doing that, you talk about how much better you got at it. In the beginning, you just went there, you go to Iraq, you try to find your source, and the source isn't there. You think, how do I find a story? By the time you're done, you become an expert of just getting involved, finding out what the story is by just getting in the middle of it. It almost a fearlessness. And you write in your book, you learn to suppress your fear.
Yeah. I mean, two things. First, if you're going to be a journalist, the only way to do it is to be in the middle of it. You know, you can only tell a story if you've spoken to the people involved, if you've seen it with your own eyes, if you can smell it. So I believed early on that that's what I had to do to tell these stories. But also, you start out, you travel to these conflict zones, and, you know, to be honest, it was an adventure. I loved it. I was young. I was doing it as much as I could. But you start telling some of these stories. You start to see how they affect families and you know, the whole villages and schools, and particularly seeing in Ukraine at the moment. And so, yes, it starts to change the way you report on conflicts. And so today, after all the years, I would say that I look at it in a much bigger picture. It's not about me running away from the bullets. It's about what that war means, not only to the world, but to our viewers and to our listeners today.
And before we get into your account with Ukraine, what did you think going in? You have a perspective on history, what that region is, the aggressive nations in that area. Was Germany twice, and the Russians always seemed, and the Soviets always seemed on the march looking to expand their influence. And since Vladimir Putin, after the first couple of years, we assessed him as accurately is somebody that really wants to reclaim the Soviet Union. Do you see that in the Ukraine war?
Absolutely. And I think we knew it from the beginning. And I think the first thing I thought was, you know, he took over Crimea. He invaded
Georgia.
2014, he was invading the east time and time again. No one stopped him. And so I think we realized that if he wasn't held back, there was nowhere he wouldn't stop. And I can't help but look at China and see how the rest of the world was to see what NATO did to hold back Russia. And I think we knew early on that if they allowed Russia and Putin to get away with this, that then we would see other countries continuing to do the same down the line.
You knew it was going to be dangerous. In fact, all the so-called experts offered Zelensky a ride out, saying it's going to be like Gahani. He's going to get taken out. They're not going to be able to withstand the Russians. When did you realize the experts were wrong?
Well, at the beginning, we thought that Russia was going to take over Kyiv. You know, they had that huge convoy heading down towards the capital city. And it looked like they may well do it because many people were saying they didn't have the weapons that the Ukrainians needed to hold them back. But within the first 2 weeks, we started to see huge errors on the side of the Russians, logistical errors, in a way that they clearly hadn't planned for a long-term invasion. They thought it would be done within a couple of weeks. And when that didn't happen, they couldn't continue. So it was around the time that we were attacked that we started to think, hang on, the Ukrainians can do this. They've got a real chance of doing it. And also when we saw people digging into the capital city of Kyiv, we knew that that was going to be a bloodbath if the Russians went in the end. It wasn't going to be a quick victory. And here we are, you know, just over a year later, and it's a story, I think, that no one would have told you beforehand.
Well, can you remember the circumstances the day that you hopped in with Pierre and Sasha and said, I'm going to go cover this story? Do you remember where they tell you to go and where you thought the story was?
Yeah, very much. I mean, the plan had been to cover some of the defenses that were being built around Kyiv, some of the trenches that were being built. And we'd gone out there, and the Ukrainians wouldn't let us film the trenches. They said this is an important defensive system. And the two Ukrainians we were with, who were press liaisons, said, well, look, we can't film here, but we can go a little bit further, and we can see these abandoned villages. And so the decision was to continue going into these villages. And we filmed out there for maybe an hour or so, and we could hear shelling in the distance. So we would say probably 15, 20, 30 miles away, but nothing near us. Didn't see a single person for a good hour. And once we'd finished filming, and we were filming churches that had been flattened to the ground, and whole villages that were totally demolished. But we were making our way back towards the capital city, back towards Kyiv. And stopped at an abandoned checkpoint. And just as we turned to slow down, out of nowhere, the first bomb just came whistling out from overhead, landed just in front of us. That high-pitched whistle that you hear, phew, we quickly decided we had to reverse. And Pierre shouts, reverse the car, reverse the car.
Who's driving?
We had two Ukrainians. So one Ukrainian was driving. He was from the one of the press liaisons. So two Ukrainians in the front and three of us in the back, myself in the middle seat. Next thing I know, the car won't reverse, and Pierre shouts, get out of the car, everyone. And a second later, the second bomb lands right next to the car, front left. And that was the one that gave me a lot of the facial injuries, the shrapnel in the eye and in the throat, and took out some of my skull. And I was all blacked out at that point, and I was totally unconscious. And it was that was at the moment when I saw my daughter, and she came to me, my daughter Anna, and she said, Daddy, you've got to get out of the car. And that was the moment when I somehow came to. My eyes opened up again. I, in a mad dash, tried to crawl out of the car, took two steps out of the car, and then the third bomb hit the car itself. And that one threw me away. And the next thing I know, I wake up, I'm on fire. My right leg's missing, my left foot is...
What do you mean you're on fire? Your whole body?
Yeah, everything from about my waist down was on fire. So burning away, all my clothes burnt off, and I'm rolling around. I'm trying to put the flames out. I finally put those flames out, and I'm sitting there, and Pierre is lying about 10 feet in front of me. And I immediately try to get my phone out. We try to call, but no cell phone reception. So we're sitting there, can't get in touch with anyone. The car's burning.
Where are the Ukrainians?
That I didn't know at that point, but the others had died at that point. So the two Ukrainians and Sasha, our fixer, they had died. And I was there for about 40 minutes, looking at my leg, trying to figure out what we could do. And the way I thought about it was never, I'm in a terrible situation. It was, what do I have to do to get home? What do I have to do to save myself? How am I going to get home? Pierre said to me a couple of times, don't move, it's the Russians, Russian drone, Russian drone. So we laid there for a while. Actually, at one point, I took a picture of my leg that was missing. And then I realized I didn't want my children to see it if it was uploaded, so I deleted that again. And out of nowhere, a car came driving past on the road we'd been on, and I shouted at it, and I waved, and it didn't see me. And Pierre said, it's the Russians, it's the Russians. And I said, it doesn't matter, Pierre, I'm so badly injured right now. It doesn't matter who it is. And I started dragging myself up, pulling myself along with my hands in this sort of this red dirt that I was in, up towards the road. And amazingly, about, I'm not sure whether it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, that car had gotten lost. It was Ukrainian special forces. They turned around and they came back again. And I was a bit higher up at that point, and I had a hand full of rocks and dirt, and I threw it at the car, and I was screaming at it. I just remember the car stopping, and the next thing I know, someone was grabbing me by the back of my body armor, pulling me along the ground, and that was the first point that I felt pain. Despite all the injuries up to that point, the adrenaline was running, I was looking at my wounds, I could see how much I was bleeding, but I hadn't felt the pain. That one second where I was dragged along, I think all the skin that had been so badly burnt on my legs just came off, and that was the point that I felt this the first time, this immense pain. And thrown into the back of this van, I'm in and out of consciousness at this point, and the next thing I remember, I get moved to a checkpoint to get an injection, and that's the last I remember of the day itself.
And then you had to put together what was happening behind the scenes to put you back together and to find you and to find out who was alive, who wasn't, when Trey Yinks was, you guys were working together, he didn't come back.
Yeah.
So he knows there was something up, and then one thing leads to another. When you were putting together the book to find out what was happening behind the scenes to build the story, what was the biggest surprise to you?
Well, the amazing thing is I had no idea about what was going on to evacuate me. The work that Fox did, the work that Save Our Allies did, that Trey was doing on the ground to try to find me, all they knew at the time was that a Fox News team had been hit. They knew that two people were dead and one was alive, but they didn't know who. And they didn't know which hospital I'd been taken to, or someone had been taken to, and there was this mad dash where everyone went around Kyiv trying to find who I was. I woke up a couple of days later inside this hospital, and I remember just opening my eyes. Obviously, I got big metal rods hanging out of my right leg, and I'm all bandaged up. And
metal rods?
Big metal rods that were holding together some of the bones left in my upper.
Did they try to save the leg?
No, that one was gone. I mean, yeah. I was gone when I saw it. They were about to cut the left one off. And luckily, the doctor called in a specialist who said, don't cut that left one off yet. And he got over as soon as he could. He said when he got to me, the leg had gone cold, but he'd found that he could, I'm not exactly sure. I only found this out about 2 weeks ago. I've been speaking to the doctor. And he hooked up a vein. He watched the leg. It went from cold back warm again. So, I mean, I was within minutes of losing the left leg too.
Wow.
But I woke up and I thought I was in a Russian hospital. And my leg's gone. Everyone's smiling at me. Someone has my State Department card, my press card, and they're screaming at me, who are you? Who are you? So I assume I'm in Russia now.
But why were they screaming at you?
Well, honestly, I couldn't tell you. You know,
were they mad at you? I mean, yeah.
So, you know, I thought I'm there. The guy in the bed opposite me, this other patient, assuming, obviously, he's Russian and his bed sheets are moving, and I assume he's got a gun pointed at me. So I'm living in the spy novel. And all I can think is, how am I going to escape? You know, which would be pretty hard without legs. And I'm thinking, right, I've got to get out of here now. And the next thing I know, this American, Rich Jaddick, walks in the door, and he says, hey, Ben, you want to get out of here? And I said, absolutely, let's go. And I said, by the way, I think we're in Russia, and that guy's got a gun. He laughed, and he said, sure, don't worry about it. We'll get you out. But for the last 2 days, Fox had put together this team, or they'd hired Save Our Allies, or talked to Save Our Allies, this incredible group of people set up by Sarah Varado, who had saved thousands of people out of Afghanistan when that country fell.
And wasn't her husband hit at war?
That's right. Her husband also lost limbs, very badly injured as well. So she's gone through exactly what my family were going through, what I was going through. And Save Our Allies specializes in evacuating people from emergencies around the world now.
Right.
And that's what they did. They knew I was in there. Despite the English accent, I'm an American. And they knew that there was an American in there. And they would do whatever they could to come and put their own lives at risk to come and save me.
It's amazing. Benjamin Hall's going to stick around. His book is out tomorrow, but you got to buy it today. Reserve it. Saved, a War Reporter's Mission to Make It Home. It's already pinned on top number one. I mean,
it's doing really well so far. So
right.
Thank you, everyone.
Right.
It's an honor.
I'm sure if there was anybody that Ron DeSantis would say he'd go ahead of me, I'm sure it would be you. Don't move. But more with Benjamin Hall in just a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
The Brett Bear Minute.
D.C. Bureau Chief for USA Today, Susan Page. The President, Susan, has said he wants competition, not conflict, and the White House has gone out of its way to kind of project that. The Vice President saying she didn't think that the fallout from the spy balloon was going to impact U.S.-China relations. However, there are some aggressive words from China kind of warning the U.S. just in the past couple of days, and a lot of Pentagon and Intel folks suggesting that China may be getting more aggressive with its military, definitely spending more on it.
You know, Brett, obviously a lot of concern about China at the White House and with the administration, and the idea that President Biden had early on about more cooperative relationship, that has been hard to deliver on. You know, one of the things they are most concerned about is the prospect that China might start to help Russia with its war in Ukraine. That would be a very big complication.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Elizabeth Banks, director of Cocaine Bear. The wild R-rated horror comedy takes from the 1985 true story of a drug runner's plane crash, missing cocaine, and black bear that consumes it, and imagines a what-if with the apex predator on a rampage. The cast includes Kerry Russell, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Alden Ehrenreich, and the late Ray Liotta. I asked Banks about working with Liotta, especially on a film like this.
I think people forget how charming Ray was. He has such a big heart, and he had a great sense of humor. And he read this script. He actually asked for more jokes when he read it. He was like, I think I should be funnier, too.
We also spoke about how, as a director, this project encouraged her for her next step. Whether more in this genre or even something she worked with here she would like to do more of.
I don't know what I'm going to do next, you know. I think I'll probably just act for a little while. I mean, I want to continue to learn and challenge myself. That's what I'll be looking for.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is from the Chief Executive Officer of Fox News, Suzanne Scott, who sent a message to the network today saying, earlier today, our correspondent Benjamin Hall was injured while news gathering outside of Kiev in Ukraine. We have a minimal level of details right now, but Ben is hospitalized, and our teams on the ground are working to gather additional information as the situation quickly unfolds. The safety of our entire team of journalists in Ukraine and the surrounding regions is our top priority and of the utmost importance. This is a stark reminder for all journalists who are putting their lives on the line every day to deliver the news from the war zone. Please keep Ben and his family in your prayers.
And that was when we first heard, I've actually heard a little bit before that, but when the country first heard that Benjamin Hall had been hurt and that the fate of other two Fox employees, Pierre and Sasha, had passed away along with the Ukrainian fixers. This is part of the story in Saved, as Benjamin Hall has out officially tomorrow. It'll be a Fox Nation special airing on 9 o'clock March 19th. So this coming Sunday at 9 o'clock on Fox News Channel. So so that'll be exciting. It's already put together, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that's also with interviews from everyone, including the team who came in to get me, the soldiers who found me, the doctors who saved me, both in Ukraine, but also in San Antonio, Texas. And a lot of this story is about my recovery. And I was blessed to be allowed access to the military medicine. And Secretary Austin said that I could be treated wherever I wanted. And so I started off in Landstuhl at the biggest U.S. Hospital outside of the U.S. In Germany, which is where all of those victims from Afghanistan and Iraq were treated, anyone injured. So I was put into the most amazing center. And the kind of injuries I have is called polytrauma. And you get them when, you know, you're hit by an explosion. And it's limb loss, heavy burns, you know, eyesight problems, head injuries. And all of these can be treated in one place. And the military has sadly learned how to do that the best in the world because they've had these kind of injuries. And so when I was taken down to Texas in the end, San Antonio, I was blessed. And I was blessed to be surrounded by doctors who knew exactly how to treat my wounds. But more importantly, I was surrounded by other people who had had similar injuries.
Right.
And being able to sit there every week and talk to veterans and other people who had gone through what I'd gone through, that was an incredible motivation. It pushed me through, and it showed me that if they can do it, I can do it. And I still talk to them a lot. And, of course, Triple J, Johnny Joe Jones, was a big help as well, because it's a small world of people who have gone through this, and it's not just recovery in hospital that matters. It's how you then fit that into your daily life afterwards, and that can be very hard as well.
Your decision not to have your family see you in San Antonio, how long? Not have your daughter see you.
Very, very difficult, but we thought about it early on. And when I was waiting to fly to Texas, my wife and I spoke. She was with me in Germany. And what I said straight away was that I don't want my children to be by my bedside when I can't move and I have a lot of these bad injuries. I didn't think for them. They were aged 2, 4, and 6 at the time. I just said, that's not going to help them. And Sarah Varado from Save Our Allies, she had moved down to be with her husband as well in San Antonio. And said, you know what, it's not going to be the best thing for you to be down there. So I went 5 months without seeing them.
It's incredible. And then, let alone the month you were away, too, on top of that.
And the month I was away. But it was about fighting to get back to them. And that's what I needed. You need something to fight for.
Right.
Something to work hard for.
And we're
going to
fight through this break and come back and finish up this story. And don't forget, Sunday at 9, the special.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob Droff here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the app for the Thule, and the music is a tune with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, so Benjamin Hall is here, Fox News foreign correspondent. You saw him all over the channel. Also filling in on Fox and Friends First. And I'll tell you, Benjamin, we go back because I remember reading your stories in the New York Post. They would pick up your syndicated columns or your columns that you put out there. And I'm going, this is the guy, he's actually with ISIS. I go, you know, we're trying to find out who this group is that came out of thin air after we pulled out of Iraq and they threatened almost to take Baghdad. And then you're in Syria finding out who these guys are. And then when you came into town, you were kind enough to come into the radio studio. We were on a different floor at the time, but just watch your career zoom. And then you go over that in your book. Saved, and there'll be a special on it on Sunday at 9 o'clock. But you've always felt comfortable in war zones telling people's stories, always wanted to do that.
Right? I did, and first of all, I remember those first times I came in to be on this show, and that was, I mean, the biggest thing I'd ever done in my life, you know? I mean, I'd been a freelancer, I'd been writing some articles out of the Middle East, and so I remember coming in here. So in some ways, Brian, I've got you to thank for my current career.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
2014, Allison says, is when you were doing it.
That's
Does
right.
that make sense
2014.
To you?
I remember when ISIS first started to take over parts of Syria. I knew as a freelance journalist, if I was going to get the story, I had to be on the ground. And that's what I did for the next few years. Even from sort of 2011 on, from the Syrian war on, I just had to be out there. And if you're going to be good at something, you've got to be in the middle of it. You've got to be talking to them every day. And I just spent years knocking on the doors of prisons out there and speaking to everyone who was fighting out there. And that's, I suppose, the way that I started my career was doing that. But that's it. You've got to, if you're going to do something well, you got to do it nonstop, and you got to work at it every single day.
And that's what you're doing, and then you worked at it for a year to get better, right? This is a bit for, that was your goal, to get better. And now is your family living with you? You guys all together in Washington?
Yeah, we're back together. We're in London at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just moved to D.C. to cover the State Department for Fox. And we may still be moving there again in the near future. But look, for me, I had 1 year and I said to myself early on, I will recover every day for a year. I will walk further every day. I will get through any difficulty I have to. But once a year is done, and actually that is tomorrow, 1 year since the attack,
wow,
that is tomorrow. And I said to myself, do everything to recover for a year and then go out and get working again, do more. And I feel even more strongly about my job now. Not only that I want to get back reporting, but that I want to get back and start helping people. The amount of people I spoke to in San Antonio, other veterans, you know, who had gone through really difficult times, they need help. They need support too. And I think we can all get together to show them that life can be positive, that you can find the light where there is darkness. And so that's something I really want to focus on now.
Were they military people?
Well, that's because I was blessed to be on a military base recovering. So, yes, they were. But I spent all my career talking about wars and, you know, horrors around the world. And actually, I've had a real sway after this because I have seen so much good and positiveness throughout my recovery that I want to go on now and start telling stories about the incredible people who got me through it. I want to tell stories about American exceptionalism. At every step of the way, people came out to help me who I never knew. They laid down, you know, they risked their own lives to get me. They put aside their own lives to help me. And those are the stories I want to tell. Talk about these incredible people that we have, you know, out there and about.
So if people want to get your book, they got to get it. You can pre-order it. And tomorrow it's going to be out, and that's your anniversary, even though books published on a Tuesday anyway. So this is another great timing thing. The other thing is, if you could donate to any group that's worthy of it, Save Our Allies.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, what they did in Afghanistan, getting people out. We just left all these allies and Americans behind. They just said, okay, we're back in. Even though they're not in anymore, they're back in.
But they're still doing that. They've got safe houses across in Pakistan, and they are still getting people out of Afghanistan. The people who stood side by side with our soldiers and who are really now at risk of their own lives, they're getting them out of Afghanistan still. And what they say is that when our government, our military can't go in and help, we will go in and help. We'll do those things that our government are not able to. And that's what they're doing right now. That's how they came to get me. That's how they got people out of Afghanistan. And really, I mean, these are some of the most genuine, hardworking, incredible people who came from the military. And they did it just for good. They did it because they wanted to help others. And any support you guys can give to Save Our Allies, I know will go a long way.
So now that you're, I watch you, you're walking, you're doing great. I think you have one cane on one side. So what is the goal physically? On the left side, you still have portions of your foot left?
Yeah, I've got on my heel on my left foot, but I've got another operation coming up there in a couple of weeks. I've got some bone growths and some a few problems there. There is some talk of having the left foot off as well, so I've always been open to that, and we'll know that in about 6 months or so. So you know, I mean, a number of injuries which still have to be treated, still have to get better, and just focus on that.
So then you're going to rehab, and are you looking to get back to work?
As soon as I can, absolutely. I'm already talking to a lot of the people who I think could make for an incredible television show as well, and series, people who really go out and help people and uplifting stories. And so for the first thing I'd like to do is do a piece on American exceptionalism, do a piece on the incredible people out there who make America the country it is, who go out and save people every day. And that can happen on a small domestic level, that can happen on an international level. But those are the people whose stories need to be told. I was absolutely amazed at how I was saved time and time again by people's kindness, by people's intelligence, by people's strength. They got me through this. And I think that those stories need to be told. And you would be so proud, you know, of your fellow countrymen, of all these Americans out there who do incredible things. And I just think that that's a story I want to tell first.
You talk about incredible timing of things to happen when they did. One was the Polish president is visiting Zelensky, the first one, and his train is there, right?
So I'm lying in Kyiv. I'm very badly injured. I've got a matchbox-sized piece of shrapnel in my throat, and they didn't know how to get me out. They couldn't drive me out because
of the
shrapnel.
Could you talk?
I could talk, yeah. Let me a little bit. They couldn't drive me out. They couldn't fly me out. They didn't know how to get me out. And then we found out from through the U.S. government that the Polish prime minister was on the first covert visit to see Zelensky. And if we could break through the checkpoints and get to the train station, we could go out with the Polish prime minister. And we got permission from the Polish prime minister, and we bundled into this old beaten-up ambulance, and we went through, I think it's like 15-odd checkpoints, and at each one...
Ukrainians,
but there was a curfew for 72 hours. No cars allowed out. It's the middle of the night. And each one assumed we were a Russian hit squad coming in to kill Zelensky. guns out, everyone out of the car every time. They'd open up my own dressings, check that my wounds were real because they didn't think it was genuine. And I had no painkillers at this point. And that was the point where the pain started to hit. We're trying to get to the Polish Prime Minister's train. They're holding on for us. We've got the U.S. intelligence speaking to the Polish people. This is like Air Force One. It's like the train version of Air Force One, and we're desperately trying to get onto it. And with a few seconds to go, we break through the checkpoints, and we finally make there. But those next 10 hours on that train were some of the worst of my life, that point where I had to figure out to get through the pain, I had to find another level inside me. And then when it hurt too much, you had to realize that you were going home, you were safe, you were alive, and that none of the pain mattered. And I think I found a new level to myself on that journey. I really did. And I knew that if I could get to the Polish border, the U.S. military would be waiting for me. They couldn't come into Ukraine, but if I could reach that border somehow, then I was in their arms. And we crossed over. The Polish Prime Minister's train stopped. And there was a Black Hawk helicopter right there, and they lifted me into that helicopter. And at that point, when I was in the arms of the military, I knew I'm going to make it. I'm saved.
Did you have a doctor with you along the way?
Yeah, Rich Jaddick. He's an incredible guy. He's with Save Our Allies. And I tell the story in my book of all these people who helped me, incredible stories out of Afghanistan themselves and how they had saved so many lives before mine and how the injuries they saw in me, they were able to treat quickly and efficiently and keep those together. So he was amazing. Rich Jaddick was there. Sea Spray, Bo, all on that train with me. I tell the story of them. I tell the story of some of the people that they lost in Afghanistan as well.
Do you remember when the pain subsided to the point where it was bearable?
It was as soon as I got into the arms of the military, as soon as I got out of Ukraine, I was given all the pain meds you need. But I had an ongoing battle for the next few weeks there. My brain wouldn't shut off. I was on hyperdrive, so I couldn't really sleep. It was on... it was a strange time, but when I took too many drugs, I thought I was going crazy. I couldn't bear focus, and at night time, I would apologize to the nurses beforehand, and I'd just say, I'm really sorry for what happens overnight, because I go into a hellhole. And every morning, I'd wake up, and I'd say, you've got to take me off the pain meds. I can't handle it. I'm going crazy. And by the end of the day, I'd be screaming, put me back on the pain meds, you know? So do you want a clear mind, or do you want to get rid of the pain? And I still have that fight today. And the way I see it today is I'd rather have a clean mind, and I'll just grit and bear it when the pain gets too much. But I want to be able to think clearly. It's an ongoing discussion that we always have, but it's one I just keep fighting.
Wow. But you look great. You look fantastic. And you could actually catch up with Benjamin Hall. Watch his special, 9 o'clock. Pick up his 9 o'clock Sunday and pick up his book, Saved, A War Reporter's Mission to Make It Home. Ben, great to see you. I know this is just the beginning of the second phase of your anchoring, your specials, and everything else that you're going to be doing. I'm so glad you're back and you still have your same personality ready to go.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you to everyone who's helped me along the way, because I couldn't have done it without them. I couldn't have done it without you guys. And that's the most important. If you know someone who's going through something difficult, reach out. Say, hey, if you need anything, I'm here. And I think together we can do great things.
Absolutely. And if you want to give a tribute, Save Our Allies, a great organization, and pick up this book. It is, if it was a novel, I would say you would not regret it, let alone to know it really happened, and this is the guy that happened to. Benjamin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, back in a moment, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We'll also have the latest on what's happened with the bank bailout and how the market's responding. It looks like we're up about 180 points, so it looks like there's not going to be a contagion. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Fox on Tech.
How often do you need to go back and forth between Facebook's mobile app and the Messenger mobile app? For most users, it's often. Maybe too often, but soon this could end. A blog post by Facebook's Tom Allison says they will soon test ways to integrate Messenger into the Facebook mobile app. That's kind of how it used to be like when Messenger launched in 2011, though the company then broke it off into its own app in 2014. The parent company, Meta, also owns WhatsApp, but the company says Facebook use has been on the rise, and they see more and more private messaging on their platforms like on Instagram, and they want to bring this back to Facebook. All in all, the company says more than 140 billion messages are exchanged across Meta's platforms every day, and their new community chats have seen a 50% uptick in usage since the end of last year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is Health Call for Health. New Environmental Protection Agency standards for semi-trucks to help lower air pollution have some trucking companies fearing additional costs that could push them out of the industry. William John is with John & John Trucking in Louisiana.
With new regulations, the price of these trucks here will go up probably $10,000 to $15,000 a piece. And someone has to pay for it. The options we have, we comply or we go out of business.
The EPA says the new plan will help cut smog and soot-forming emissions from heavy-duty trucks beginning with model year 2027, and the standards are more than 80% stronger than current standards. The EPA predicts that by 2045, this would result in public health benefits like nearly 3,000 fewer deaths, 6,700 fewer hospital admissions, and more than 3 million fewer cases of asthma symptoms. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
During the Obama-Biden administration, we put in place tough requirements on banks like Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, including the Dodd-Frank law to make sure that the crisis we saw in 2008 would not happen again. Unfortunately, the last administration rolled back some of these requirements. I'm going to ask Congress and the banking regulators to strengthen the rules for banks to make it less likely this kind of bank failure would happen again.
Well, the reason why they did roll back some of them is because the regional banks were suffering. They were suffocating under it. Now, Senator Warner voted for to get rid of some of these part of things of in the Frank bill that was supposed to regulate the big banks, which, by the way, he started the whole thing with, if you remember what he tried to do with his equity lending. So I think that that's a mistake to overregulate because of this. You can learn from it, but let's find out what exactly happened. You can regulate corruption. It looks like the CEO selling off stock right before started this whole thing. Also, I've never run a bank, never been asked to, but you have seven members on a board and a CEO knowing that what rising interest rates would mean for the company, yet they sat there and watched interest rates rise. Does anyone think it's new news that interest rates were rising? Does anybody think that that caught anybody by surprise? You didn't. If it affected, if you have an adjustable mortgage, if you tried to buy a car, you work in the car industry, you do anything with loans, and you see what interest you're getting on your bank accounts, everybody knew what was going on. So that is the number one story today, and I hate playing Janet Yellen sound because She takes forever to say three words. But I will say this from, here's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on what this whole thing means. And I'm talking about the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature New York Bank, the New York Signature Bank, and what he thinks could come out of this. Cut 16.
That is a great potential. It's something that they should look at. This Silicon Valley Bank, Silicon Valley Bank has a lot of assets. It's just where the capital is currently at. So it is attractive for someone to want to purchase it. It's just a timeline of where to move forward. And the administration has tools to deal with this. So I wouldn't live off somebody putting something on Twitter. Let the actions of the administration take work here before anybody goes to any positions in their own bank.
Right. So they could sell it, and it's going to be stuff that we don't feel. They think in the long run, one of the worst things that could happen out of this, the regional banks stop existing. It becomes too risky. They become acquired while everyone gets paid out for the who have stock in it. They get acquired by big banks. We end up being a country run by four big banks, and they'll have a lot of political sway that probably wouldn't be good for anybody. I think you'll agree. Congresswoman Nancy Grace, just so you know, what's happened is they've come in. They've tapped into this $100 billion fund that was put aside after the 2008 bank collapse, the crashing of the economy, and that's where they're taking money from. So they're not taking it from the taxpayers, so to speak, directly, and we'll see where that goes. The FDIC stands behind deposits up to $250,000. For those with more than that, that's where the $100 billion comes in. Got it. Understand it. But if you're an investor, you lose. So I know investments, you're supposed to, you know there's risk. I'm pretty sure when you go to a bank, you didn't think there was that much risk. Here is Nancy Mace, who's on the banking committee on the House side. Cut 18.
It's still very early to see or say what the ramifications are going to be. That was a unique bank that mostly served startups in Silicon Valley. And those customers, have been hit by inflation. They've been hit by interest rates. They're low on cash. There was also, it sounds like, a panic run by some of their larger companies last week. The CEO sold himself millions of dollars of stock and gave his employees, I read this morning, bonuses right before the government took over the bank. We cannot keep bailing out private companies because there's no consequences to their actions. People, when they make mistakes or break the law, have to be held accountable in this country.
And for the CEO to do that, knowing he's going to get backlash, but figured I'd like to cash in anyway, and legally I'll probably be able to hold on to it, lawyer up, and see what happens, is just, you can't legislate ethics. So nobody wants to see a taxpayer-funded bailout. But 60,000 companies had their money there. 42 billion people, $42 billion were left in the bank on Thursday. It was gone by Friday. They had $200 billion in assets compared to more than $3 trillion at J.P. Morgan Chase. So it was the 16th biggest bank. Put Signature in there with this cryptocurrency, and they invested way too much in that. And when you think about Ro Khanna weighing in, he's saying, well, for progressives, we should look to bail everyone out. That's probably the absolute wrong thing you should say, especially the majority of Republicans in the House. The last thing they want is people trying to put together, prop up banks that were trying to act in an equitable fashion, not going for profit. So that's really what's going on. Real quick, we also were talking about 2024. Before we go, I do want to get a sense of what's going to be happening. Right now, President Trump is going to be in Iowa. We know in 2 weeks, it looks like DeSantis is going to be over in New Hampshire. It looks like Tim Scott is going to get into this race, and it's all but official. I think he'll add a lot. I think he's got a lot of class and a lot of experience. He's extremely smart. He's got a wide swath of knowledge from growing up in a military family to going through dirt poor to becoming owning his own business to becoming a congressman and senator and pretty much respected around both sides of the aisle. We'll see. But he could be getting in real quick. He was actually available and out on Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy, his fellow South Carolinian. Cut 29.
I think what I've heard all across the country on my Faith in America tour is the frustration of the American people because of the absolute lack of leadership of President Biden on domestic issues. Think about the security issues that we face here in America. The border is wide open, it is unsafe, and it has led to more than 100,000 overdose deaths in this country. You think about East Palestine. Here's a crisis in our country, and the president has yet to step a foot into East Palestine. You have Americans who are frustrated because of the lack of leadership on domestic issues.
One thing about him, he'll have no problem with the energy level, with the compassion, connecting one-on-one. Great speaker. It's got that preacher-type quality to him. Very comfortable with who he is and where he came from. And I think he's got a great story to tell. If he's not the number one, I think he'd be a great number two. I think if you got to know him, you'd probably feel the same way. Formidable. Hey, listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Hear my entire 30-minute interview with Governor DeSantis at Dunedin Field, where he grew up and made it to the Little League World Series and was recruited to Yale. You'll love it. BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Former President Trump was on social media Saturday telling his followers he's going to be arrested.
The former president says illegal leaks from the DA's office indicate that the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the U.S. will be arrested Tuesday. A grand jury has been hearing from witnesses, including former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who says he orchestrated payments. Trump denies the encounters. In a separate case involving classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, a judge ruled Trump's lawyer can be questioned again before a grand jury. Julie Walker, New York.
Michigan police say up to 100 vehicles were involved in a massive pileup on Interstate 96 during a whiteout conditions on Saturday. State police wrote on Twitter that the early reports came in said 50 to 100 vehicles were in the pileup near the city of Portland, over 100 miles northwest of Detroit. The death toll from a magnitude 6.8 earthquake in southern Ecuador and northern Peru is rising, at least 15 known dead. Many others still trapped under debris and rubble. Republicans who are seeking to lead the party in the 2024 presidential race are gathering in South Carolina this weekend.
The focus this weekend, woke ideology. The Vision 24 event in North Charleston being held by the group Palmetto Family, which lobbies for what it calls biblical values. Organizers are describing the gathering as casting the conservative vision for the next White House race. More than 400 attendees are expected to hear from the presidential hopefuls, including a former South Carolina governor who was Donald Trump's U.N. ambassador. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden calling on Congress to allow regulators to impose tougher penalties on the executives of failed banks, including clawing back compensation and making it easier to bar them from working in the industry. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
An arrest warrant for Russian President Putin for war crimes.
Ukrainian child Anastasia Motichak told British broadcaster Sky News about her experiences after being forcefully held in what is known as a Russian summer camp. She explained how she was taken from Kherson in October in one of a convoy of 100 buses. She said many children would ask when they were going home. Motichak explains their response was scornful. They said to us, "We are feeding you, we give you water, and we give you heating and comfort, and you're so ungrateful." Save Ukraine spokesperson Olga Yerokhina believes the abductions were not a spontaneous decision by the Kremlin.
It was prepared long before this.
Putin's ICC arrest warrant is the first of its kind against the leader of one of the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council. I'm Karen Chamas.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A plan to clean up abandoned oil wells.
Officials with the Biden administration have visited a Louisiana wildlife refuge, touting plans to plug the orphan wells. Around 2 million abandoned oil and gas wells across the U.S. pose pollution threats, but their operators are bankrupt, can't be found, or otherwise cannot be made to clean up the sites. The Biden administration plans to tackle the problem with $4.7 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed in late 2021. The Louisiana wildlife official says wells there could leak residual oil, polluting chemicals, or methane gas at any time. John Scott reported.
Lawsuits have been filed by environmental groups seeking to stop the Willow Project on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. They're seeking to overturn President Biden's approval of 3 drill sites and up to 199 total wells for the ConocoPhillips Alaska project. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi everyone, welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm so glad you're here on this Thursday. Big hour coming your way. The Patrick Morsi will be here, the West Virginia Attorney General. That'll be great. And Mark Thiessen at the bottom of the hour. The split within the Republican Party when it comes to being tough and fighting with or providing the weapons for and fully supporting Ukraine seems to be dividing the Republican Party. The two heavyweights, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, are feeling like-minded. I am not. I don't agree with either one of them on this, except for the fact that I am not secure with Joe Biden in charge of any military operation. I mean, he's the one who couldn't shoot down the balloon. He's the one that blew Afghanistan. He's the one that told Zelensky, I'll give you a ride out. You're going to lose big within 3 days. So I get that. But overall, the operation's in America's interest. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This hazardous episode is part of a pattern of aggressive, risky, and unsafe actions by Russian pilots in international airspace.
Wow, that sounds so tough. Russia takes our $50 million drone out in international waters and international skies. And guess what? Our attitude towards it is, what's the big deal? The anti-Ukraine war attitude is being fueled now in our country because of this ineptness and lack of clear response and sense of mission. Austin, Milley, Biden have one thing in common. They don't instill confidence, even if their mission is correct.
Number two.
Chief Ortiz, does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
Right. And with that, Raul Ortiz contradicted Mayorkas and Biden and everybody else and said the truth. The wall should have been built. It's paid for. We are undermanned, and that border is wide open. Game on.
Number one.
These banks are under tremendous stress right now. And if there's weaknesses at these banks, they're getting flushed out and exposed, and deposits are leaving the system very quickly, causing these banks to be imperiled and then potentially creating the risk of the next cascading failure.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it? David Sachs knows what he's talking about. I'm with Tucker last night. Can anyone figure this out? From inflation to bank failures, our economy's in peril. And this administration's incapable of getting ahead of any crisis or explaining it. And so much is at stake. Today, Janet Yellen goes in front of Congress and is going to answer some questions. You know, she might be really bright. I never feel better or having learned anything, having heard from her. Her lack of charisma is on the negative side, but her substance is key. You could get, I don't need to see a 5,000 watt smile. I get it. But I need to see some substance. And don't tell me you're going to back up every single account. As great as that makes me feel as an American and someone who cares about the system, if you guarantee everybody all their money at all times, it's not going to stop any bank from taking all the risks that we just seen Credit Suisse take, as we just seen the Silicon Valley Bank take, as we've seen Signature Bank take, as we've seen Republican Bank. These are regional banks who, when you look at some of their moves with cryptocurrency and the startups and not taking into account inflation, I don't want to know that there's a safety net under all these banks. What's going to keep them somewhat in line? They get their bonuses, they get their sell their stock, and we all have, and we're left holding the bag. So we're all trying to figure this out. And according to Larry Fink of BlackRock, people say he's a genius. He says this is a slow rolling crisis. Carl Icahn, the system is breaking down. I don't feel good about that. Here's Josh Hawley, cut three.
Yeah, the congressional role ought to be to stop the Biden administration from bailing out this bank with taxpayer funds. That's what they're doing. They're guaranteeing these billionaires their money back. And how are they going to do it? They're not insured. The billionaires knew that they weren't insured.
So Dow closed yesterday. It's going to open during our show at any moment. Dow closed yesterday down 280 points. Swiss National Bank vows to bail out Credit Suisse, which is evidently, I cannot give you their baseball, the back of their baseball card, but evidently they just live in the world of a comedy of errors. So now they're asking for $54 billion for a bailout. If you need $54 billion and you're a smaller bank, I'm pretty sure you should be bankrupt. But we backed it up, it looks like. So now we know this. The turmoil of Credit Suisse crept across both sides, both Europe and here, from Wall Street on down. The Saudi National Bank saying, we're not going to back that up. That didn't help. First Republic drops 23%. That doesn't help. The cryptocurrency-friendly Signature Bank was facing criminal probes even before they fell apart, thanks to Barney Frank, whose stock is now worthless, and I couldn't be happier about that. The other thing I want to talk about is the video that was released with the Russians. So if you don't know it yet, the drone, before it was taken down and put to the bottom of the Black Sea by a Russian fighter pilot, they were rolling tape. And you see the pilot come very close, clip the wing, sending it down. Fighter pilots have told me, and we've all learned, that he very well could have, this guy, this Russian, could have knocked himself out of the sky, too. There was a report, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, that said when he landed, there were damage, but it's still not, you don't scrap the plane yet. So they take out and the belief is it was by mistake, they take out our drone. In international skies, now in international waters. Why is that okay? Do you know it costs up to $50 million for that? But instead of a strong response or rebuke like Turkey did when they just blew a Russian plane out of the sky, instead of a strong response, a threat like they would give us, like China continues to blast us, like the Mexican president does, instead of that, we get a benign response and a report on the war. Lloyd Austin, I don't need a report on the war. I can get that from Jack Keane because you're all spinning it. I don't want Milley praising Austin and Austin praising Milley and praising NATO. I need a speed to get these weapons and money to Ukraine to fight. That's in my view. But instead of Secretary Austin, all 6'4", could look intimidating as hell, instead of coming out and being forceful and letting him know, not only is it unacceptable, but you will pay the price. We're sending you a bill for $50 million. I just heard one lawmaker tell us on television on Fox and Friends 15 minutes ago. He said, I would seize Russian assets to the tune of $50 million unless they write us that check. Think about that. But instead, we got this. Cut 24.
This hazardous episode is part of a pattern of aggressive, risky, and unsafe actions by Russian pilots in international airspace. Now, I just got off the phone with my Russian counterpart, Minister Shoigu. As I've said repeatedly, it's important that great powers be models of transparency and communication. And the United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows.
Is that the toughness? Is that the strength? Is that Schwarzkopf? Is that Rumsfeld? And if you're not going to talk tough, you know, with a authoritative staring down the barrels, this is not acceptable. We are a superpower supporting our ally who has invaded. You've captured. You've stolen children and forced them in adoption. You've targeted civilians. You've killed 50,000 innocent Ukrainians on an unprovoked invasion. You just shot our $50 million drone out of the sky, and that's it. I made a phone call, and I wouldn't even characterize what I said or what they said back while denying everything that took place. And General Milley hopping out, telling us how they're running out of friends and all that, I just don't understand it. So I'll talk about that. And there's a sense when you see this, Secretary of Defense, Mark Milley, disgraced chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, when you see this and this lack of response, you see the Chinese balloon go across the country and he doesn't care, blows it up in South Carolina, likes tough and acts tough when he should have stopped in Hawaii. When you see the way we left Afghanistan, when you see the Mexican president talk to us like we're a decadent society, deny that they had fentanyl, blister back at sitting senators, and you see nothing from this administration, I don't feel great being on their side. But it's in America's interest for Ukraine to be successful. For the next generation not to have to fight there, Ukraine has to be successful there. I'll explain my view too, but next, Patrick Morsi, West Virginia Attorney General. It looks like he is considering running for Senate if Governor Jim Justice no longer wants to be governor. The governor is going to run for Senate. He would be a perfect candidate to be governor, very successful. So he's getting his political act together and seeing what's next for him. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Rock and roll superstar Dave Grohl makes the Dean's List for helping the homeless in California. Many know Dave as the founder, lead singer, and guitarist for the Foo Fighters. He also loves to cook and volunteer in his free time. Dave recently helped cook and serve for Hope the Mission's Trebek Center. The director of the foundation, Grace Anchetta, says that Dave spent over 24 hours volunteering at a homeless shelter in Los Angeles. She says he arrived at 3 p.m., worked in the kitchen preparing food, and then showed up the next day to serve it. Grace says he was very gracious and took pictures with the people that recognized him but didn't want any publicity. He did it to give back. The nonprofit organization's CEO, Rowan Vansleeve, says he was impressed by Mr. Grohl's volunteering and his cooking for hundreds of people in the middle of a storm. We love this story, and Dave Grohl, not only are you awesome, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tessa Thompson, who returns for Creed 3 alongside Michael B. Jordan. The story has Adonis Creed facing his past when a former friend returns after serving time in prison and now determined to get a shot in the ring. The film is the third installment of the Rocky spinoff franchise, and this one is directed by Jordan.
I think my favorite thing with returning to these movies always is that we develop them. We sort of start from scratch in a way, and it's always a very collaborative process in figuring out where those characters are now. I really feel invited to be sort of a co-author in Bianca's journey. And to that end, I feel like I'm always contending with new things as a human and the ability to sort of bring that to Bianca. And then the symmetry between us is always so interesting. On this one, for example, she's transitioned into producing with more vigor, and I've done that in my personal career too. So I think there's always things that line up for us.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amudarya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a 2-1 lead.
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I was forced to compete against two biological males all throughout high school. I raced against these athletes over a dozen times And every single time I lost.
This is just not okay. And it's not fair. And, you know, we're dealing with something that's completely out of our control when we're racing, you know, biological males.
The fact that that's still happening, that women are still losing to biological males in their own sport, shows why we need more female athletes to speak up about this.
As some female athletes just trying to compete against other women. Can you imagine this? They got to fight for that. Not in West Virginia. Their attorney general is making a move led by Governor Jim Justice. And with me right now is Patrick Morrissey. Mr. Attorney General, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Brian, it's good to be with you today. Thank you. It's such an important topic, and I'm glad you're covering it.
It's sad that it has to be an important topic. It should be a no-brainer. Can women compete against women, transgender women, transgenders, when they make that decision for whatever reason? That's one thing that has to happen. You're not allowed to compete against other women. That's the whole thing. It's almost as if 18-year-old Kobe Bryant goes pro and wants to go back to the college NCAA tournament. You can't. You made a decision. You went pro.
Well, look, yeah, this is about common sense. It's about basic fairness. And every time you see a biological male competing in women's sports, you have to realize that you're displacing women who are trying to compete and advance athletic opportunities on their own. And, you know, Brian, this issue in West Virginia, the legislature took the time, they passed the legislation, and then immediately this was challenged, and it was enjoined, right? So the judge came in right away, he enjoined a part of the law, and then we went to work. Brian, 500 docket entries later, 3,000 pages of evidence later, the district court actually lifts his own injunction and gives us a summary judgment on the merits. Now, think about that for a moment. A judge who doesn't like the law turns around, agrees with us. So we were thrilled with it, and we thought it was common sense, consistent with the Constitution. Unfortunately, the Fourth Circuit flipped that around very quickly, and there was a unreasoned, no explanation decision. They enjoined the law again, and now that's why we have to go back up to the Supreme Court.
And that's where it's at?
Yeah, so we filed last week before the U.S. Supreme Court, and we've asked them to lift the injunction because we do think it's consistent with the Constitution and Title IX. And we've explained that, you know, the value of Title IX over the 50-plus years it's been in existence and the advantages for women, and that the legislature was acting the right way when it did this. And as you mentioned at the top of your show, we're getting an increasing amount of women stepping up. We have Lainey Armstead, who actually is an intervener in our case. She's a courageous young woman from West Virginia State who played soccer. You know, you could see Riley Gaines. She's been doing a lot of the interviews. People were animated when they saw Leah Thomas with the NCAA Women's Swimming Championship last year. I think more and more people recognize this is something that needs to be addressed.
Unfortunately, we have a couple of national team players. Alex Morgan said, I have no problem playing against or with transgenders. That's not helpful. I think it's selfish.
You know, I can't speak to what motivates everyone else, but I will say this. In the evidence we submitted, we showed the distinctions between males and females. We showed the advantages that biological males have. So, you know, people can articulate their own positions, but they can't wipe away the facts and the differences between men and women, and that legislatures are rational when they make decisions, distinguishing that. Because if you look at the advantages, the opportunities for women, they've been tremendous since Title IX passed. And that's part of what motivates West Virginia to push forward on this. This is really important for women. And I feel really good on the merits. Obviously, Brian, you don't know the time and the place in terms of what a court will do when it's in procedural posture. And I have respect for the court system. But I do think this is a strong case coming up to the court right now. And it's the first time this case is being heard at the high court.
And will you argue it?
We're going to work. We're going to figure out who's going to argue the case. But I will say this, we are ready, and we feel that our position is clearly the one that should prevail, and we're excited about it because every time I get to wake up and go to work every day and fight to protect women and do things that are meaningful, women who participate in sports go on to do incredible things. And so I'm excited to fight for the women of West Virginia and our country. And I think people in West Virginia are looking forward to this. The more people are learning about this case, the more that they're interested in seeing us prevail.
When you see all these stuff with banks, I'm reminded of the lawsuit with the ESG. You want these funds, you want these companies doing the best to maximize profit for the shareholders. And you're finding out that people are giving up of investing in oil and gas so they can do some environmental causes and push their social media agenda. How did you guys respond?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, and you've reported, Brian, you have a lot of people out there that are trying to advance these kind of far left woke ideas. And some of them are trying to really hurt the free marketplace and the private markets. And they've advanced ideas to create these new metrics that really have nothing to do with the return on investment or the relevant value of a particular product. And they're only done for their political agenda. It might be to get rid of fossil fuels. It might be for diversity purposes, or they don't want you to give to certain people campaign contributions. They don't want you to eat meat or certain types of foods. And so you have all these wild metrics that are out there. And in one case, they're trying to really wipe out fossil fuels in West Virginia. We've stood up and we said, no, that's not going to cut it. And here's why. When you look at, for instance, federal agencies, they're charged with doing their thing. Securities Exchange Commission,
yeah,
they protect investors, right? But they're not going to be transformed into an environmental regulator. And what Biden's trying to do with every agency is transform their basic mission. We're not going to let that happen. That's why we fought back, and we're leading a lot of broad national coalitions against it.
When are you going to decide if you're going to replace Jim Justice, who I know is term limited,
well,
as governor?
We know that there's been some polling out there that suggests that we'd be in by far the strongest position to prevail. So I'm looking very closely at that. So, you know, Brian, you should expect in the next couple of weeks that we'll be making a decision and an announcement. But, you know, I feel really good that West Virginians have responded well to our record of advancing conservative issues and protecting our state. You know, top opioid-rated settlements in the country, number one per capita. If you look, I'm strongly pro-life,
right.
Pro-Second Amendment. We've been doing the things to take on Biden and federal overreach in a way that no one else in the state has.
And do you want to see the governor? Do you want to see the governor run for Senate against Joe Manchin?
You know, I think that's his call. So, you know, I have a good relationship with the governor. Obviously, we work together on a lot of issues. But, you know, everyone has to make their own decision as to what to do. And, you know, I'm not going to speak for the governor today, but I think he's very seriously thinking about it. And
he predicted, Patrick, that he would win. Patrick Morsi, West Virginia Attorney General, always in action, fighting for women's sports. Thank you, Patrick.
Hey, thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate it.
Best of luck with your decisions to run for governor.
Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, it's unaffordable. It's unaffordable against Russia. You don't have to lump China with the rest of them. It's impossible. We are on the road to bankruptcy. The American people sense it. The bank bailouts are not going to happen as they did before. You know, the best thing I can think of is to say that Lindsey Graham and his peers in Washington, they're not channeling Ronald Reagan. They're channeling the Three Stooges. The last thing Americans need is a war. No more political and military incompetence, ineptitude, corruption. They want an economy that works, and they're not going to stand around and watch the financial system go under. They want real leadership, not a cardboard cutout president.
I have no idea what that means, but I will say this. That's Lieutenant Colonel McGregor, spent his life in the military, thinks we should be the heck out of Ukraine. Let them fight. It's a territorial battle. I feel differently. So does Mark Thiessen, former chief speechwriter for Bush, the Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist. Mark, your reaction to the colonel?
That's so sad. You know, to say that this isn't channeling Reagan is ridiculous. So, you know, Reagan came into office in 1980 in a very similar situation where Americans were tired of sending U.S. troops around the world after the Vietnam War. But we had to confront a dangerous world in which an expansionist evil empire was trying to gobble up other countries. And so he forged something called the Reagan Doctrine, which was simply that we're not going to send our troops to fight these wars. There are freedom fighters around the world who want to fight our enemies for us. And all they need is some money, some weapons, some training, some intelligence, some diplomatic support, and they'll take on the fight themselves. And we're in a similar situation now where after Iraq and Afghanistan, Americans don't want to send troops around the world. They're right. But the Ukrainians aren't asking for American troops. All they're asking for is weapons and training and support. And they're willing to fight their own war for their own war. So this is the Reagan strategy. Now, Joe Biden is no Reagan. He's not providing them with the weapons they need to win. He's giving them just enough to not lose. And so that's the problem. But we should be pushing Biden to be more Reagan-esque and follow the Reagan doctrine more, not following the advocacy of the position that Ted Kennedy and the liberal Democrats of Reagan's day made, which was no aid to the Contras, cut the defense budget. Reagan's going to start World War III with his provocative actions. Too many conservatives today, including, by the way, the Heritage Foundation, which is advocating all of this stuff, Ronald Reagan's favorite think tank. He's rolling in his grave. They sound like the Ted Kennedy and the Democrats of the 1980s who are afraid of their own shadow and are advocating, the peaceful coexistence with Soviet communism. That's what they're channeling today.
Well, put it this way. Donald Trump has always looked towards non-intervention. He wanted to get out of Afghanistan. I don't believe he would have gotten out that way. As soon as he saw the way it was going, he would have stopped it. Just his own ego would have prevented that. That's my view. But you did want to get out. But Joe Biden got out, and he ignored all military advice. Now we're seeing that Joe Biden, again, has no faith in the American people that his instincts are right. Remember, he told Zelensky, you're going to get defeated in 3 days. You want to ride. And he said, no, I need guns. I need weapons. And a year later, he says, I'll do whatever it takes. That's also the wrong line, because whatever it takes is not what Ukrainians want to hear. So the problem is, a little bit of this, Mark, is the person in charge, the Secretary of State, who gets into loses verbal sparring sessions with the Chinese, a Secretary of Defense that says this when our $50 million drone gets knocked out of the sky. Cut 24.
This hazardous episode is part of a pattern of aggressive, risky, and unsafe actions by Russian pilots in international airspace. Now, I just got off the phone with my Russian counterpart, Minister Shoigu. As I've said repeatedly, it's important that great powers be models of transparency and communication. And the United States will continue to
fly. I can't even hear it. I mean, this guy, he's putting me to sleep. Is this a guy that just got a $50 million Predator aircraft knocked out of the sky in international waters? That's not the tone.
No, it's weakness. But here's the thing. Ask yourself a question, Brian. Let's say that Joe Biden decided we just got out of Afghanistan. We can't get involved in a war with Russia.
Yep.
We're not going to support Ukraine. And Vladimir Putin marched on Kyiv and took over Kyiv. What would all these conservatives be saying? Oh my God, weakness! What a feckless leader! First the Afghan withdrawal. Now Russia is in Kyiv, and we did nothing. How what kind of leadership is this? So they would be all on the other side of the position if Biden followed their advice. If Biden was doing what some of these conservatives are doing and saying cut off Ukraine, they would be doing the opposite. They would be saying that he was a weak leader. So, we've got this weird situation where Joe Biden is doing the right thing, but not well. right? He's not giving the Ukrainians the tools they need to actually win the war. He's just giving them enough to keep a stalemate and then saying as long as it takes. And people look at that and say, what do you mean as long as it takes? What we need, but what conservatives should be doing is say, let's help the Ukrainians fight to win. It's a completely winnable conflict, but we're not and attacking Biden from the right instead of from the left. That's the problem, is that we don't have a strategy. We don't have the, we're not giving them the resources to win. And so we're getting in this, we're creating a stalemate. That's the problem. But all these conservatives are hypocrites because they would be saying the exact opposite if Biden followed their own advice.
Listen, I'm with you 100%. So I would add this. Governor DeSantis came out and said this is a territorial dispute. We should not be giving them fighter jets. We're not giving offensive weapons. This is not one of our priorities. Your reaction?
I'm super disappointed in Ron DeSantis. And quite frankly, I look at what Ron DeSantis said in 2014 when he criticized the Obama administration for not giving them weapons, for standing by and allowing Russia to invade and annex Crimea. He was extremely critical of that and their failure to support those weapons and said we should be giving them weapons to defend themselves. He was right then. I have a lot of hope that Ron DeSantis will see the error of his ways. It's his first stumble as a presidential candidate. I hope he'll correct it as he goes. But I was just extremely disappointed.
Yeah, I mean that's very similar to Trump. Very different from Nikki Haley. Very different from Mike Pence. Tim Scott was kind of vague. Mike Pompeo believes we should be taking action there. So. Let's go to yesterday. Instead of using an opportunity to say how upset we were about losing a $50 million aircraft, they quickly pivoted to what the state of things are on the ground. So this is how Lloyd Austin describes what's happening 1 year later, cut 25.
So Russia is running out of capability and running out of friends. Putin has now had a year's worth of proof that the United States and the contact group will support Ukraine's right to defend itself for the long haul. But Putin still hopes that he can wear down Ukraine and wait us out. So we can't let up, and we won't.
So, they have capabilities. We know what's going on in Bakhmut. We know that because we didn't get weapons quick enough, there was no winter surge. We had Dan Bielak here, who's investment counselor to the prime minister, and he said, if we had gotten the weapons and tanks that we were promised, we could have done a winter surge. What are you sensing on the ground?
So here's the thing. The Russians are incapable of taking Ukraine as long as we help Ukraine. If we pulled out of all of our weapons and all of our support and all of the, you know, we're the targeting and the intelligence we're giving them, they would march on Kyiv. Right. But they can't do that because they can't carry out what's called combined arms warfare. I had Jack Keane on my podcast, What the Hell Was Going On, a week ago, and he laid this out. To take territory, you need to have certain tools. You need to have infantry. You need to have tanks. You need to have long range fire. You need air defense and air support. And we are not giving the Ukrainians most of that. Until recently, we weren't giving them any kind of tanks. We're giving them HIMARS, which are sort of medium range rockets, but we won't give them the ATACMS, which are longer range, 200 range rockets. We won't give them F-16s and fighters. Until recently, we wouldn't give them Patriot air defense systems. And so they were slaughtering Ukrainian civilians. And so what we've done is we've given them enough tools to stop the Russians from taking territory, but we're not giving them tools to take territory themselves. Jack Keane believes, and this is the guy who designed the surge in Iraq that turned that war around. This guy knows how to win wars. General Jack Keane, four-star general, you see him on Fox all the time. He says that if we gave them those tools for combined arms warfare, the Ukrainians could drive the Russians out of every inch of the Ukrainian territory, including Crimea, by this time next year. That is an achievable goal, but not if they don't have the tools to do it. If you don't have the weapons, you can't carry out combined arms warfare. And so what happens is we're in a stalemate. And the longer we're in a stalemate, the more support erodes. And the more support erodes, the more the Russians think they can just wait us out. And quite frankly, right now, they're waiting for Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis to come into the White House and take away the aid so that they can win in Ukraine.
I mean,
and that's the sad state of affairs right now. And it's just, it's for anyone who cares about freedom, who anyone cares about the Reagan legacy, it is so it's so depressing to see the state of this war, the state of the weak leadership of the Biden administration, and Republicans advocating even greater weakness.
Yeah, the other thing is, Ronald Reagan, you can't say that he wouldn't have been involved. If you look what he did in Afghanistan, green-lighting Charlie Wilson's war, what he did with Contras, he saw them as a threat. He was willing to take action around the country to make sure the Soviets were matched in every phase, every continent.
Exactly. And, you know, Afghanistan, everyone says, well, it's too provocative to set a goal of driving Putin out of every inch of Ukrainian territory. He might start a nuclear war. No, he's not going to start a nuclear war. And they said the same thing about Reagan in Afghanistan. And guess what? We drove the Soviets out of every inch of Afghanistan. And they didn't start a nuclear war. The Russians are not going to start a nuclear war because, number one, they don't want to fight us. They can't even beat Ukraine. How are they going to fight us? And they don't want to – Putin doesn't want to be responsible for the destruction of Russia. And two, they're not going to use a tactical weapon because they're not – the Russian army doesn't have the capability to defend its own troops or from nuclear fallout. The nuclear fallout would kill Russian civilians. It would flow back into Russia. They're not going to use a tactical nuclear weapon. And do we want to set a precedent, Brian, that nations can use their nuclear arsenals as cover to carry out conventional aggression against our allies? If that's the case, then guess what? China's going to do the same thing against Taiwan. North Korea is going to take the same lesson and do it against South Korea. Iran is going to take the lesson, we better become a nuclear state so we can attack Israel and other countries. We don't want to set the precedent that you can, if you have a nuclear weapon, you can stop the United States from helping free nations defend themselves against conventional aggression.
So they're already making moves in Moldova. They're looking to create havoc again in Georgia, and then Belarus is going to be absorbed by 2031. So you can't say this is isolated and it's just a problem between Ukraine and Russia. I thought that was pretty clear. But don't you think it would help if you had a good communicator in office to explain what exactly the objective is, how much damage has been done, how many babies have been stolen from their families, poured into Russia and forced to adoption, how many schools have been bombed, how many hospitals have been raided, how many women have been raped? You don't hear anything.
No. You don't. And also, here's the other thing you don't hear. If every tank that the Ukrainians destroy is decimating the Russian military threat to Europe, right? So if we help the Ukrainians win and they destroy the Russian military, it'll take Russia decades to rebuild its military. And what does that mean? That means the threat to NATO is lowered, and so we can reduce our defense spending in Europe, reduce our troop presence in Europe, and reorient it towards China. So it'll cost us less in the long run because we can cut our spending on NATO and focus it on Asia if we win.
Right.
We're spending on weapons for Ukraine pales in, you know, we're sending more troops to Europe now to shore up our Baltic allies and our NATO allies in Poland. We could be taking troops out of Europe and moving them to Asia to counter China, but only do that if the Russians destroy the Russian military.
But why does Mark Thiessen have to explain that and not this administration from every level? Why, if they don't have a great communicator, where is the message? Instead, they declare what they want to declare. They keep writing checks. It gets people nervous. We watch our banks fall apart, the border collapse, and they say, "What's going on? This is crazy. Let's just get our money out." Because people act irrationally sometimes because they're not explained what the overarching policy is. That's what worries people. As I speak to normal people, walk through this country.
Because the Democrats are weak, because Biden is weak, because he can't lay out that vision, because they don't believe in it. And the problem is that we on the right should be pushing him towards a Reagan policy instead of pushing him towards a cut and run left wing policy of retreat in the face of aggression around the world.
All right, Mark Thiessen, you writing about this?
I am. I'm actually working on a column for the Washington Post on the America First realist argument for Ukraine. Even if you don't care about Ukraine, even if you're not moved by the Ukrainians, what are the arguments from a pure U.S. national interest position on why we should help Ukraine?
Just make sure you reference the show and just cite my overwhelming support as a big push and a big factor in the success of your career.
We're going to call it the Kill Me Doctrine.
Right, the kill me time. If you don't mind.
I will. Absolutely. Done.
All right, Mark. Thank you. I wish I had some power. I would be my doctrine. Mark Thiessen would write it and implement it. Mark, thanks so much.
I did.
All right, well, why is it so funny that I have a doctrine? 1-866-408-7669. You don't have to agree with us. That's what's great about this show, but that's how we feel.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not away.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza, fries.
Whoa, really, no, pizza, pizza.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The way this country is run is so superior to any system that is anywhere else in the world because of the checks and balances that were put in place by the founding fathers. They knew that tyranny is a natural course of progression for human nature. It's just what people do when they get in control. They become dictators, and they put all these checks and balances in the House and the Senate, and they did it all, the Electoral College, to make sure that this term limits, make sure that you can't do that. Yeah. Make sure you can't do what Putin's doing. Make sure you can't do what Kim Jong-un's doing. Because when you get into a position like that, just look what they try to do.
Joe Rogan making a lot of sense just talking about what's going on in this country right now. Again, you don't want to label him Republican or Democrat, but I think he's reasonable. Like Bill Maher, like so many others who you say, well, yeah, they're never going to vote for the same people, but at least we could agree it's a great country. Joe Rogan, I think that you have a lot of people like that, especially who are on his podcast. And you also realize how we're being let down by our leaders. I want leaders, even if you don't agree with them, that are bright, that are understanding, that have a sense of our country and history. Does anybody think that Kamala Harris is like that? She was on last night, and I'm not going to be able to play it this hour, with Stephen Colbert. And she was asked a simple question. Now, what's the simplest question you could ever get? Time's up. Describe your job. She can't even do that. Describe your job. She doesn't do it. Instead, she talks about working with President Biden. At the end of it, she says, yeah, what's your job? She laughs ridiculously and continues. And she was also heckled when she came in. If you want any of my books talking about history, whether it's George Washington, Secret Six, whether it's Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, Andrew Jackson, the Miracle of New Orleans, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, the President and Freedom Fighter, go order them. I can sign them and send them out. BrianKilmeade.com. See you then. Keep it here.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.